I'm with you all the way. I know the three of us are in agreement on that, but we've not certainly not been in agreement on everything else. They've been my fabulous Friday panel. I think we can agree it is Friday. They have been a panel, and they have indeed been fabulous. Reviewing the week's biggest news stories with me in the last hour, Paul Connew, a columnist for the New European, Ramona, and Neil Wallace, former Tabloid editor. Gents, thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm almost done, not just for another day, but another week. I'm actually not here on Monday because, for my sins, I'm off to Centre Parks sometime. The laughter you're hearing there is from John Holmes. I think he's quite amused about me going down the rapids.
Centre Park.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be on the climbing wall, and then we're going to be doing Laser Quest on the Sunday morning. I don't know why.
Are you
just
saying this on the radio because you're getting it free?
No, paying for it.
Wow, it's like Butlins with a lid.
Oh, it's I don't know why. Do you know the other really weird thing is that we've only got one child and we're taking four. I don't know how that happened. That went wrong.
That's basically kidnapping. That is,
with permission of the parents, I've hastened to add people call the police.
Goodness
what
for that.
Nonsense is on your show this afternoon?
Pity it isn't Centre Park Scotland, because then you wouldn't be able to smack them either. So,
and it'd be raining more.
Well, we're doing some smacking. Obviously, I was going to say we're doing some smack, but that would be untrue. Certainly. Yeah, not on air.
Are we allowed to smack production staff here?
Yeah, that's entirely acceptable.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. They're looking. Yeah. I just got a really worried look from the producer.
Yeah, that's true. And Harry Hill is joining us today on the show.
Oh, excellent. He gets all the good
all manner of things.
Always worth staying. I just get these two. I've got this. I mean, God, I'll swap them for Harry Hill any day of the week. Yeah, always insult your guests. Best way to get them back on again. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great afternoon listening to John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/eu/pro.
You know your 70s, from your 80s, from your 90s, from your noughties.
Let's go,
But do you know your pension options? PensionWise is a service set up by the government to provide free, impartial guidance about your pension pot. If you're over 50, call 0800 138 1888 to book your free telephone or face-to-face appointment. PensionWise. Get to know your options.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio for the nation. I don't know why I said that. I am John Holmes, and Victoria has got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit deadlock exaggerated. Trump hits out at crime stats here. And Jared Butler talks about being hospitalised.
Talk Radio.
The President of the European Council says he hopes Brexit talks will move into a second phase in December. Internal preparations will be made ahead of the discussions which will consider a future trade deal. Donald Tusk insists progress is being made.
My impression is that the reports of the deadlock between the EU and the UK have been exaggerated. And why progress is not sufficient? It doesn't mean there is no progress at all.
Donald Trump appears to have linked a rise in crime in England and Wales to radical Islamic terrorism. The US president has made the comments in a tweet. Official statistics yesterday showed a 13% rise in recorded offences, with robbery, gun and knife crime up. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says Mr. Trump has form for this.
Remember during the election campaign, he said that police feared for their lives in radical Islamic London, as he put it, and said that there were no-go areas in the UK because radical Islamic terror was such a big problem.
US-backed Syrian forces say the Islamic State group's defeat in its stronghold of Raqqa is an historic achievement. IS extremists had controlled the city for 3 years. The Spanish Prime Minister says measures to impose direct rule on Catalonia will be announced tomorrow. It's after the region refused to drop its demands for independence. Consumers are being encouraged to shop around for better mobile phone deals. Citizens Advice says unless customers upgrade or opt for SIM-only tariffs after their contract expires, they can find themselves forking out for a handset they've already paid for. And Gerard Butler has revealed he had a severe allergic reaction after misusing a remedy to ease aches and pains. The Hollywood star had to be admitted to hospital after being injected with the venom of 23 bee stings, but he overdid it. Apparently, you're only meant to have one bee sting a week to relieve pain.
A bee sting?
A bee sting.
What, like in the army?
The venom from a bee sting.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like when soldiers beat another soldier up. That's called a bee sting, isn't
it? No, if you'd listened to the start and the middle, you'd have understood.
Right, I didn't, though.
I know. Yeah.
Although I do like Gerard Butler.
Great, I won't ask why.
Because I think he's... Do you know what? I once interviewed Gerard Butler. Actually, twice.
All right, name drop.
Yep. And I got drawn in. There's no problem with this, but I'm just telling you what happened. I got drawn in to a very gay conversation with him.
Okay.
Right.
Is this because you fancied him?
Well, this is the weird thing. I sort of do.
Okay.
But I kind of let that be known in the interview. Mm-hmm. And so it became a bit, not awkward.
What did you say to him?
He thought it was fine. I think I genuinely asked him if he'd been working out.
Oh my God. And did you try and touch his muscles?
No way.
Okay,
no,
just checking.
That's not allowed in Hollywood. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did say to him, and I just went, oh, you know, you look good if you've been working out. And then went, I didn't mean that in a, well, I sort of did. And then, not awkward, but he was sort of, he was very gracious about it, and then in the end we decided to go out on a date. But it was fun.
Did you ever go on the date?
We didn't go on the date. No,
actually,
but it was
he tried
funny.
To leave as quickly as possible.
He really did after that. Mm. I mean, you had to sort of see the interview out, but it was fine. And then I think the next time he came in, which is like, I don't know, 6 months later to talk about something else he was doing,
yeah.
I was hoping he wouldn't remember it.
But he did, didn't he?
He presented me with a key ring with his face on it.
Wow. Mm. What do you do with that key ring?
Kept it.
Is it on your keys?
Not on my main keys, but I do have it on additional keys.
Oh, wow. Great story.
Yeah.
Can I do the weather now?
Okay, then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So fairly cloudy and breezy for most. More strong winds and rain arriving in the west. Highs of 15 degrees.
Splendid. Thank you.
Yep.
Who's got the sport today?
Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott again, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Friday afternoon, Pete Abbott. How's the pre-recorded sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes. I'm Pete Abbott. It's understood Chris Coleman has held informal talks with Welsh FA bosses about extending his contract as national manager. It's after they failed to qualify for the World Cup in Russia. His current deal runs out next summer. The Premier League weekend gets underway at the London Stadium tonight as two teams with similar starts meet. 15th place West Ham host promoted Brighton, who are 14th. Both sides have 2 wins, 2 draws and 4 defeats so far. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says he's shocked that Craig Shakespeare was sacked by Leicester. The decision came after the two teams drew 1-1 on Monday in the Premier League, leaving the former champions in the relegation zone. Shakespeare was only 4 months into his 3-year contract. Britain's Lewis Hamilton begins a race weekend this afternoon, which could result in him becoming F1 world champion for a 4th time. It's practice in Austin, Texas, ahead of Sunday's United States Grand Prix. And in boxing, we're building up to a big fight on TalkSport tomorrow night. Ryan Burnett's IBF and WBA Super World Bantamweight title showdown with Janat Zhakianov is live and exclusively on TalkSport. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport. How many times can you say sport in one bulletin? That's the sport. It's the sport. I'm Pete Abbott with the sport.
It's the sport.
From TalkSport. Powered by TalkSport. Good. Right, it's Friday. Are you Friday? Are you in a Friday sort of mood today? What sort of
as in, I
vibe?
Want to go home, yes.
Well, that's every day with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I meant specifically, have you got a Friday feeling?
Do you know, I don't have enough energy to have a Friday feeling.
I think it's our job to sort of take people into the weekend with a little bit of Friday feeling. So I think we should muster it up. I mean, I've got a little bit of it.
Okay.
It's Friday, isn't it? It's not Monday.
John.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
There you go. Now you're getting it. Right, let's bring you a programme.
Talk Radio.
At Talk Talk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends 2nd of November. Search Talk Talk Black Friday today. Contract and conditions apply. Talk Talk for everyone.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
All right then, Derren Brown. The robot from Transformers is now safe to eat. Did you see this on the front of all the papers today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't ever do it.
I began a game of Halo 30 years ago.
Oh, no.
Have a KFC burger.
Very bad. It's just chickens with eczema. Victoria's fingerprints are smaller than they used to be, aren't they?
Yes, John, and they get on perfectly.
That's very
Isn't
nice.
That lovely?
That's lovely to hear that.
What we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust.
Which is a shame, really, because we could have organised that, but we didn't think ahead, did we?
I mean, it's a bit perverse.
Just give us a little hint as to what we're doing to running.
That's disgusting. That's offensive.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
well, a very good afternoon to you then. And welcome along. Welcome to the non-award winning Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon programme. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And as Scotland becomes the first part of the UK to ban smacking, we now take the good old fashioned strap to your Friday afternoon and beat it soundly. Spare the rod! Spare the rod and spoil the Friday afternoon! That's what I always say. I'll be honest with you, my dad used to take his belt to Monday morning, and that didn't do it any harm. I've no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, hello. Banning smacking, yeah. It's odd. I mean, like I said yesterday, I thought they liked smack in Scotland. But
okay.
But of course, that's what will be happening in Scotland. That's in all of the news today. Stop parents slapping their children. That's what legislation does, isn't it? Something's going on and you legislate against it. Then it prevents it. That's the point, isn't it? I mean, for instance, let me give you another example. In Hollywood, just as in other places, it's actually illegal to, you know, sexually harass and assault people. So, you know, it simply doesn't oh, hang on. All right. Anyway. By the way, what's the rule? I don't know whether... What's the rule if you live on the Scottish border, right? So, could you, logistically, if your child is naughty on the Scottish side, could you just pop across the border into England to wallop that child? Could you do that? I mean, technically, you just pop down to Northumberland and give it a smack. I don't know. I think they need to be clearer about the rules of exactly where... You know, if the child is naughty in the place where it's illegal, can you still smack them in the other place? Or do they have to have been naughty in the... It's very complicated. And it's curious that Scotland are going down this route, because, you know, they'll batter anything, don't they? Think we've endeared ourselves to our Scottish friends yet today? I don't know. I'm joking, of course. And as James Corden has proved this week, it's possible to joke about anything. So welcome, as I say. Here we go, then. Let's have a look-see at what's coming up on today's Friday programme. Well, now, look. So we will be bringing you the news throughout the afternoon, that you would expect. Certainly at 2 o'clock, the bulletin will be here. Victoria will have it. Here's Victoria. Here. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Here's her mouth. Hi, Victoria's mouth.
Hi. There.
The news will come out of it at 2, but also what will come out of it, having been put in there by you, is a made-up news story, a made-up news lie. We call it headline hijack. It's there simply to befuddle those who aren't paying attention to this bit of the programme. That's all it is. Here's the number to send us your made-up news. 87222. 87222 is our text number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. We will be bringing you showbiz. That's what we do on a Friday. We round up a week's worth of showbiz. Sam, a man from TalkSport. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. But he will be taking us through it in this hour. Showbiz review. We have our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz on the way today as well. Things that have happened on the show over the last 5 days. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. Work experience punditry. Jack is in today. He's going to be reviewing films for us. That's films for the weekend. There's a big debate at 3. A girl lady will be in the lift later as the lift travels downwards through the building, and she will be reading out all of the texts and tweets we've had from people that hate me and or this show over the past week as well. Ordinary Cornelius Con reads them out. He's not here today. He's not here. What a day off, isn't he? So Chloe's going to be doing it. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
It's a feature we call... Chloe descending. The lift is travelling downwards through the building. Chloe will be in there reading out all of your hate messages. 87222 to haters.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some hate.
Bring us some hate. It's Some Request Friday. That means we bring you speeches and talks as requests and dedications. Now, we can't play music necessarily in the same way that Radio 2 do on a Friday for requests. But we can bring you speeches and talks because that's what our licence allows. So if you want to hear a speech or a talk, a TED talk maybe, a classic speech, let us know. We'll play it for you or a loved one. And we've got live music on the programme. We've dragged a busker in from the street. And that busker will be serenading us into the weekend with a tune, with a musical tune, as part of our Friday busker session. And as if that lot wasn't enough, we do bring you hot guest action. Harry Hill on the show with us live from 2 o'clock today. Harry Hill. Harry Hill on the programme. Who's working on the programme, though? I hear you ask.
Who's working on the programme?
Thank you. Assistant producer Chloe is assistant producing the programme. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
There she is again, look. She's also pressing buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
You're getting paid twice, are you again?
Hi.
That's a no. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Marta is producing the programme.
Patatas bravas.
So then, there's a programme. I think we can all agree that that's a programme. And we should probably bring it to you. So let's do it then at 16 minutes past one. And you know by now, if you're a regular listener, that to get us into today's big story, which is from the news, we will be talking about it in some depth with a guest and everything very shortly. But to get us there, some music. See if you can work out what the story is from the clues, as usual, in this song. This is Prodigy. This. Is the noise of Prodigy, that is Breathe. Breathe. And we're playing it for a good reason. The reason, of course, is that it links to today's big story. But the question, as ever, is how. Now, Marta is in the studio, producer Marta, trying to work it out. So how does it link to a big story, Marta?
I think it's really easy today.
Go on, then.
A bit ironic, though.
Yeah.
But all over the news today, pollution linked to 1 in 6 deaths all over the world.
Yes.
It's ironic because, you know, pollution
yep.
doesn't let you breathe properly.
Breathe.
I like this song.
Yeah.
So that's it, pollution.
That's a pretty good guess, actually. I mean, it's not right, but it was a good.
No, it's right.
It's not right.
It is.
Now, the story is, of course, that. I mean, I've never hit a child.
Good.
I've never smacked a child at all, right? I've never done that. But I imagine if you're the sort of person who does,
mm-hmm.
Not horribly. I mean, just like a light discipline, which is
yes.
what the point is. It's a controversial area. The story is smacking children, by the way, in Scotland.
Okay.
Because the idea, you know, because a child, right, is like a prodigy, isn't it? Like a child prodigy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can't smack a child in Scotland anymore. It is still legal in Britain to do so, but only with reasonable force, which is interesting. What is reasonable force? Lots of questions to ask about this, of course,
uh-huh.
as we were doing, because I think it's, you know, I don't think you should smack children. I think that's fair enough, but
yeah.
it's interesting that in Scotland they've chosen to make it illegal. It is still legal here, but it's all this whole reasonable force question.
Yeah.
It's from the 2004 Children's Act is where this came up. So, children, child prodigy, that's why I played Prodigy and Breathe there.
Got a question.
Yep.
Why didn't you just play Prodigy?
Yeah.
Smack my bitch up.
Oh, that would have worked better, actually, wouldn't it?
I
didn't think of that. Oh. We're going to be talking smacking children, and now it's going to be illegal in Scotland. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs, from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One, because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside. With Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Wouldn't it be nice if things happened automatically? Like, the sun came out on holiday, automatically. The dog walked itself, automatically. At least your money is protected automatically. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money automatically. Search FSCS Protected. For more information.
Switzerland was fun then.
Oh, wonderful. I even learned how to yodel.
Good one. Had to ask. I could be McDonald's right now enjoying a Swiss stack instead of listening to this racket. Two 100% British and Irish beef burgers, Beechwood smoked bacon and Emmental cheese sauce.
So what do you think?
Sounds delicious.
Sometimes a taste is all you need. Try the Swiss stack with Emmental cheese sauce. Here until the 31st of October. One of the great tastes of the world, now at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter L. L is for look-back ability. Not every driver will experience it, but Mazda owners know it all too well. That irresistible urge to glance back at your car after every drive. Look-back ability. Does your car have it? Search all-new Mazda CX-5 to find out more. With 3.9% APR representative and £500 deposit from Mazda. Mazda. Drive together. Mazda personal contract purchase. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Problems in Greater Manchester for the eastbound side of the M62. A lane block due to a caravan which has broken down between 19 at Hayworth and 20 at Rochdale for the A627M. Looking slow southbound on the M6 through Cheshire and the roadworks, 20 down to 19. Limited change towards Knutsford. That follows a broken down van. And in Somerset, southbound M5, stationary traffic. A rolling roadblock in operation for an accident around junction 21 at Weston-super-Mare. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Right now at the Citroen Use event, get up to £750 deposit contribution across our whole range with 9.9% APR representative. Feel good before you get behind the wheel. All vehicles come with a minimum 12-month warranty and 12 months UK breakdown assistance. Visit citroen.co.uk to find your nearest dealer.
Citroën.
At participating dealers until 30th of October. Finance subject to status. Provided by PSA Finance UK Limited. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Citroen UK Limited is acting as a credit broker and is not a lender.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello and good afternoon and good Friday afternoon, if we're being specific, which I am. It is 24 minutes past an o'clock, and we need to talk about today's big story. As we have been hearing in the news, of course, Scotland has become the first part of the UK to make smacking a child illegal. Now, the law, as it stands, really, and at the moment, certainly in England and Wales, is that it's already illegal, actually, for a parent or carer to smack their own child, except where it amounts to, and this is the quote, reasonable punishment. This is under Section 58 of the 2004 Children Act. But the question that immediately arises is, what counts as reasonable punishment? Teachers, nursery workers and so on aren't allowed to smack children at all anymore. That's, that went. Reasonable punishment or not, which must be very annoying, as, you know, some school kids are horrible little scroats and could do with a slap. But that's a whole other issue. A vote to ban smacking will be held in the Scottish Parliament next year, when the bill is expected to pass into law. It's a controversial area, though. Some think that light smacking is good for discipline. Others, and that includes the NSPCC, are against it completely. On one hand, there's an argument that, you know, slightly old-fashioned maybe, depending on your point of view, it never did me any harm. And on the other is, why would you hurt, on earth would you want to hurt a child in the first place? Joanne Smith is the Public Affairs Officer at NSPCC Scotland, and she's on the phone. Hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us and taking the time to do so. So, what's the current situation? It's when it happens, when this sort of thing comes into the news, it makes people stop and think slightly, because it's sort of a murky law in a way. This unreasonable or reasonable punishment line is slightly confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We at the NSPCC have been working in collaboration with peer organisations and also professionals across health, social work, police, who are working alongside families in their homes day and daily. And there's a clear message that the current law is ambiguous and that there's a need for clarity in the law to help people understand what is reasonable discipline of a child. And that's why this step by the Scottish Government to support legislative change is a bold and welcome step, because we know that as parents, very often the most difficult job we'll ever do. We all want the best for our children, and most of us recognise that physical punishment is very often simply a response to our own frustrations. Some people can manage that better than others, and for the professionals at the coalface who are working alongside families, they believe that clarity in the law will send a clear message to families that physical punishment can be potentially damaging for children, and that we must hold children's wellbeing paramount, and our legislation must reflect where the evidence is now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the sort of point of the argument. But what would you say to someone who would say, and have said, of course, with that "it never did me any harm" argument? Because as you're saying, it's about protecting the child. But if the other argument is, well, the odd smack here and there, just for discipline and so on, doesn't do any harm, or, you know, what is wrong with it?
Yeah, I mean, we all have our own views and have our own reflections based on our own experiences, and we recognise that. But we've learnt so much over the past decade or so about how we protect our children and how their early experiences in their early life affect the rest of their lives. And we have the concrete evidence, international evidence, that demonstrates the impact of this behaviour on children's emerging development.
Right.
So we can't sit on that knowledge. We have to make sure that our legislation reflects that knowledge and drives forward the culture shift, so that we are leading the charge in terms of improving outcomes for children. I would give you the example of the smoking ban. In Scotland, that was introduced, and it was highly controversial, and there was real concern that it was interfering in individuals' lives.
Yeah.
But actually, that piece of legislation has been transformational in changing the health of the nation, and people very much welcome that. It has been a positive step group, and they welcome how it's shifted culture and shifted cultural norms. And we are really hopeful that by giving children the same protection in law, not additional protection, actually just the same protection that us as adults currently enjoy, then that would change the culture to help us put children's well-being central to family life and to society as a whole.
Is there not a difference, though, Joanne, between what one would, you know, a parental slap on the legs, for example, and obviously we're talking about, you know, the other end of the spectrum is assault, isn't it? It's, you know, that, you know, if it leaves bruising and so forth, then, you know, we're into a whole new realm. But the argument that, a slap on the legs, which I had as a child, you know, and I don't know whether it did me any harm or not. I don't know how I'd check. But, I mean, I ended up presenting this programme, so some would say, actually, that it had a detrimental effect, Joanne, if I'm honest. But but how does it, you know, what is the evidence that a light smack on the legs, for example, just goes, stop doing that? You know, if a child runs out into traffic, they need a short, short, sharp shock, some would say. So what's the difference?
I think, well, there's evidence. There was a big piece of international research published called Equally Protected, which looked at the practice of physical punishment, and it did find very clear links to escalation of behaviour. So you're absolutely right. Many people will manage their responses in a measured and a perfectly normal way, but that's not always the case, and that's what this legislation is about. We don't want to criminalise parents. We recognise that people are doing a very difficult job, and we've all been there. We've all been frustrated in that moment. But the evidence from the 34 other countries internationally who have introduced this ban is that there's no increase in prosecution. It is about changing what a society considers as normal behaviour to children. So yes, we don't want to focus on individual cases, because there will always be individual cases where it's a relatively benign experience. But this legislative change is worth that shift to ensure that those children who are vulnerable, who are exposed to risk, who are at the other end of the continuum of violence that as physical punishment is, that they are protected by the law.
And just on a final, very final point, is there was a case, I think, very recently of a man who was charged. It went to court where he had smacked his child for breaking a flower pot, I think, were the details. And in court, there was bruising, but the argument was that from his defence was that the bruising hadn't come from the smack in the first place. But it did seem like a sort of sledgehammer to crack a nut moment there, didn't it? And a kind of waste of resources. So can we be sure that we're not going to see a flurry, as you say, this criminalising of parents over trivial issues?
Well, as I say, the other 34 countries, there certainly has been no rise in criminal prosecution. But if you think about where we are when we're using our justice system to have a debate about what constitutes reasonable chastising and looking at the bruising on a child from an adult and trying to have a debate about what's reasonable and what's not reasonable, when we do now have concrete evidence that says that this is going to be detrimental to children, we don't in a progressive society want to be using our resources to have those types of debate. By having this legislative change to ensure that children have the same protections in law as adults currently enjoy, then we're sending a clear message about well-being, and I think this move by the Scottish Government's well overdue.
All right, Joanne, thank you very much indeed. That's Joanne Smith. She's the Public Affairs Officer at NSPCC Scotland, talking about this smacking ban that is expected to become law in Scotland next year. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. On the way, a roundup of showbiz in the next half an hour, as a man from TalkSport comes in. He's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, to review the showbiz and, of course, today's headline hijack on the way. It's just after 1:30, though. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
The President of the European Council says suggestions Brexit negotiations are in deadlock have been exaggerated. The other 27 EU nations will talk among themselves about preparations for the second phase of leaving discussions. But the next stage of formal talks with the UK aren't starting yet because they still don't think enough progress has been made. Council President Donald Tusk hopes they can start soon, though.
The negotiations go on, and we will continue to approach them positively and constructively. I hope we'll be able to move to the second phase of our talks in December.
President Trump has controversially linked an increase in recorded crime with the spread of radical Islamic terror in the UK. Figures released yesterday revealed 5.2 million offences were recorded in England and Wales. That's up 13% in a year. Vodafone, Three and EE are being accused of ripping off loyal customers by charging them for mobiles they've already paid off. Citizens Advice is urging people to shop around for better deals when their fixed-term contracts end. A former higher education minister has accused top universities of social apartheid. Labour MP David Lammy claims 13 out of 32 Oxford colleges failed to make a single offer to black A-level applicants between 2010 and 2015. And UEFA have charged Everton with aggression by supporters following their bad-tempered Europa League match last night. The Merseyside club says it'll ban a fan who appeared to hit a Lyon player. The weather fairly cloudy and breezy for most. More rain and strong winds arriving in the west. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
Are you suggesting...
You were late. You were 4 minutes late.
I was a little bit late for the...
You were 4 minutes late. I looked at the time. Oh, it's just after 1:30. No, it's 1:34.
Would you like me to be more precise?
It was. Now it's 1:36. Because that's how time works.
Well, it proves one thing. It proves that the bulletins are 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Which is shorter than they used to be.
No, actually, John, at the half-past junctions, they've always been the same length. It's only at the top of the hour bulletins between the... Well, on your show and Julia's show, they were shortened from 3 minutes to 2 minutes.
Right, just so, you know, to get more entertainment in.
No, because we don't do that in the middle of the day. It's only at drive time.
Right. Why is that, then?
I don't know why decisions are made. I'm not important.
OK. So anyway, the upshot of that is that at 3:30 every day, Victoria makes the time up again by bringing us bonus news. And I don't know about you, but I can barely get through the day, certainly today, without knowing what is happening in the world of vegetables. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, it covers everything off. That's what we do on consecutive days. Today it is vegetable news. Victoria, are you going to take requests again? Or because sometimes people give you requests of certain veg they want news of or animals. Would you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Why, do you want to request something?
Could you see if there's any news
mm-hmm.
of a parsnip?
No.
Why?
Because you asked for it.
Oh, fine.
And it's pronounced parsnip. It's not got a Z in it, has it?
A parsnip.
Hmm. That's something else.
Right. Thanks, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're listening to Talk Radio. We're going to do the headline hijack next.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
And you can call in about literally anything you want.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So welcome along. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And what's more, we would like you now to make up the news, please. Why, John? Why? Ask me why.
Why, John?
Well, I'll tell you, Marta, because the problem is that people don't really pay attention to this, well, this show, but this bit specifically, because it's lunchtime, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
We've done research. The data indicate that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. People mm-hmm. pop out for lunch. They don't necessarily listen to the radio. Or if they are, they're not paying attention. Yeah. So we like to sneak fake news past them. And at 2 o'clock in the bulletin, we get Victoria to say a made-up news lie as truth. It's headline hijack. And you get to supply it, that's the thing. The number is this, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Any word you like. That will get you straight through to us in the studio. And you could hear your words, just a sentence or two, a little paragraph of made-up news nonsense. You could hear it broadcast to the nation as fact. What's been coming in, Marta?
Ooh. Lots coming in. This is from Eric.
Hello, Eric.
He is in Cardiff.
Hello, Eric.
And he knows a lot about the news. He says, after Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has announced that he will start the process of imposing direct rule in Catalonia on Saturday tomorrow, yep. The Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has announced an official declaration of war. However, he's immediately suspended it and he's now asking for the Spanish president to attend a negotiation meeting about the terms of said war. Spanish government sources claim that Mr. Rajoy has not been able to react yet as, I quote, he can't stop laughing at
it. If there was a war, now you're an expert on this because you're from Barcelona and from the region that is in the news that we're talking about.
Yes.
If there was a war between the region, the Catalan region.
Catalonia and Spain.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Who would win? I mean, how armed are you? Do you, like North Korea, have a nuclear capability in Catalan?
We don't have anything.
Near.
We have nothing. We don't even have, like, an army or anything like that. We just have, sticks and stones.
So this is silly, because you're going to lose. If there's a war, you're not going to win that war. Spain will win the war. And what? Then what?
Definitely, yeah. Well.
So if I was you, I'd just back off.
Well, might as well try, though.
No, because there might be a war.
Like, go hard or go home.
What if there's a war?
But there won't be a war.
Would you consider buying arms, you know, because as arms dealers would sell your region.
Like literal arms, like arms of people or animals or like weapons, you mean?
No, the phrase, you've got the right to bear arms, doesn't mean you get claws.
Oh.
It means you get weapons. So but what I'm saying is, if you declare yourself independent, which, you know,
we already have.
That's the point. You've declared it, but just not gone through with the whole thing. Mm. But if there is a war, you know, you need guns and tanks and stuff. That's how war works. So what I'm saying is you're going into a possible war with no resources. I'm just thinking of...
Can we make them out of Lego?
No.
Will that work?
Well, no. Oh. I'm just trying to help. That's all. Because it's, you know...
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's also...
You don't have to answer it now. Just even think about it. But I'm just, you know, you should go back to your people and remind them that in the event of a war, which could happen, they will lose.
That's a very good point.
So
I'll write them an email.
Yes, think it through.
Yeah, catalonia@catalonia.cat.
That's it. Marta, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if you've got a made-up news story, why not fling it this way? Fling it hither and also thither. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with a word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And next, Sam will be here. Sam is through the glass now, he's waving. Sam is laden with showbiz. He's got no interest in it, he's got no knowledge of it, but he's got it anyway and he's going to round it up for us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Yeah, I want you, baby, so
Niall Horan, Flicker, the essential debut album of 2017. Featuring the hit single Slow Hands, plus This Town and Too Much to Ask. Niall Horan, Flicker. Listen now on Apple Music.
Calling all units. Reports coming in of Sky's gripping new cop drama, Tin Star, epic Game of Thrones and loads more shows, all with Sky TV from £20 a month. Sky TV and Sky Q, the next generation box, have been sighted in the vicinity. Witnesses report watching wirelessly all round the home for just £12 extra a month. Units should respond immediately and search Sky Q to join or recontract. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup, new 18-month TV contract requires SkyQ multi-screen, SkyQ kit loaned at no cost, upfront payment required, terms apply.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Upgrades are everywhere. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your wardrobe, upgrade your TV package. But will these upgrades move essential building kit across the country? It's van month this October at Renault, so why not take advantage of the best kind of upgrade for your business? And with the Renault scrappage scheme, you can swap old for new and save thousands towards the purchase of a selected new Renault panel van, including on our brand new Formula Edition range. Order by 31st December and register by 31st January 2018. Participating dealers only, business customers only. Visit your nearest Renault Pro Plus dealership to find out more. For full eligibility criteria and terms, go to renault.co.uk/van-scrappage.
You know your 70s. From your 80s. From your 90s. From your noughties.
Let's go.
But do you know your pension options? PensionWise is a service set up by the government to provide free, impartial guidance about your pension pot,
If you're over 50, call 0800 138 1888 to book your free telephone or face-to-face appointment. PensionWise. Get to know your options.
It's about giving the children an insight into different aspects of life.
What we want you to do is to come up with a pledge.
Our pledge is to be
encouraging women and girls to be what they want to be.
Young or old, any age works. Being unique definitely comes first.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to diversity. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Buckinghamshire, the northbound side of the M40, severe delays, main carriageway closed. That's due to an accident involving three cars and a lorry. Recovery's underway at junction 2 at Beaconsfield, with queues back towards 1 at Denham roundabout for the A40. Through Kent, London-bound side of the M2, entry slip road closed due to repairs taking place at junction 5 for Sittingbourne and the A249. And strong winds mean restrictions for the Severn Bridge on the M48 between junction 1 and 2 at Chepstow. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Right now at the Sit to News event, get up to £750 deposit contribution across our whole range with 9.9% APR representative. Feel good before you get behind the wheel. All vehicles come with a minimum 12-month warranty and 12 months UK breakdown assistance. Visit sitchin.co.uk to find your nearest dealer. Citroën. At participating dealers until 30th of October. Finance subject to status. Provided by PSA Finance UK Limited. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Citroën UK Limited is acting as a credit broker and is not a lender.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And welcome along. You are listening to Talk Radio. A lot going on today. Marks and Spencer, they do many things. They don't just do food. Now they're doing mortgages for first-time buyers and home move. They just announced this today.
Wow.
About moving into the first-time buyer market.
That's diversifying your business. It's
not just any mortgage, it's an M&S mortgage, is the gist of it. So that's happening. What else is going on today? Quentin Tarantino has come out and said he knew about Harvey Weinstein stuff and now regrets not doing more about it or indeed anything about it. What an inglorious... And there's obviously more on Brexit as the whole deal with Donald Tusk and the EU leaders have given a green light to the next stage of the preparation for Brexit. I think we're all a bit bored of Brexit, aren't we?
Same thing all over again.
Get on with it. Anyway, what I'm getting at is there's a lot going on in the news today. Smacking as well. We were talking about, of course, the smacking ban in Scotland with children. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Marta?
I can't get my hair around.
I know you can't. A lot of people agree with you. They write to us and tell us, they say, John, we just can't get our head around the news. It's very complicated. And we say, well, it's all right, we're here to help. And the way we help is by analysing the news, analysing the current affairs, using short form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, it's the way forward when it comes to news. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Oxbridge elitist, says report. Don't need a degree to figure that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the news in haikus. But actually, the more astute listener will have noticed that ordinarily Cornelius would read those out. He's I don't know what he is. But he reads the haikus out, but he's not here. So it's day off. So Chloe, hi Chloe.
Hi.
Assistant producer Chloe there was doing them today. So technically that was the news in hi Chloe's. Yeah. She'll be with us throughout the afternoon bringing you the Japanese poetry news fun. Right, it's time to go through a week's worth of showbiz. You all right, Marta? He's coughing there.
I'm just having a bit of a cough.
Oh. So on a Friday, what we do is we round up a week's worth of showbiz for you. Now, uniquely, it is always from the perspective of somebody from TalkSport or somewhere else in the building that has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And today we welcome Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi there, John.
Hi there. What do you do in the building?
I work up on the third floor.
Yeah. What do they do up there, Sam? Remind us.
Oh, God. I don't want to get into the depths of it.
I mean...
Sales.
Oh, dear.
Sales.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
That's the exciting way to put it.
Well, you're the most important thing in the building, though, because that technically pays for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Without you, where...
You wouldn't be sitting there.
I wouldn't be sitting here, and the trader would have nowhere to go.
No, nowhere to go. Mm. Nowhere to go. Oh,
so, you know, so you've got to look at it like that. But I know you've no knowledge of showbiz or interest in it, so what are we going to start with? What, Marta, you got a question?
I had a question for Sam.
Oh, go on.
Come on.
Why is your kitchen nicer than ours on the second floor?
Well, it's because we don't, you know... treat it like a pigsty, maybe. Just throwing it out there.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've seen the people using your kitchen, and frankly...
It's a TalkSport people, isn't
it? It is TalkSport.
I don't want to point fingers, but...
But they're quite, scum.
In a word, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
What it is, up there in sales, they get the money, they keep it for themselves, build a nice kitchen out of it.
Yeah.
That's, that's all it is.
We build mansions out of tea bags. Oh. That's exactly what we do.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So the showbiz, then. What... What fresh hell do you have for us this week?
First, of course, is Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who has fractured his wrist and elbow from a cycling accident.
That's right.
Frankly, no sympathy.
Really, why?
Oh, why?
Because as a bona fide Londoner,
Yep.
I hate cyclists.
Oh.
And
oh.
I'm very open about
it's controversial, isn't it?
They don't look at... they don't watch the red lights.
Yeah.
They think they rule the road.
Yeah.
And here... Yeah, again, I have no sympathy for Ed because he's on a bike.
Are you saying it's Sheeran's fault? This is a bold statement, Sam, isn't it?
Well, I just think being on a bike and, you know, I think he just should have been, you know, looking after himself.
He is an irresponsible road user, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Because in his song, Castle on the Hill?
Yes, correct.
Mm. He advocates driving at 90 miles an hour, doesn't he, in the lyrics?
Yeah, and that's illegal, isn't
and
it?
And that is, illegal. And so I don't trust him as a road user.
No, exactly.
Whatever he was.
If anything, that song should have been a preempt warning.
Yeah.
Say... This man should not own a bike.
That's exactly right. And he's like, now, has he cancelled dates or something? What's the...
Yeah, he's cancelled dates
in every class,
Osaka, Tokyo, Hong Kong. Surprisingly, though, there's no update on his Dubai date as well. And that's on November 23rd.
Right.
And, he hasn't cancelled that one yet, so...
They probably pay a lot for that one.
Well, yeah, they've probably paid a lot. But seeing that he just made an appearance in the pre-record for Jonathan Ross with his arm in a sling and everything, I wonder how, you know... How long that's going to take.
Oh, so, I see.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting this might be a publicity stunt?
I'm not suggesting it'd be a publicity stunt, John, but I would say that the road recovery might be quicker because the money might be better.
All right, that's Ed Sheeran news. What else, Ed Sheeran, the irresponsible road user?
Yeah. We'll move on to Cheryl Cole, shall we?
Oh.
Cheryl, is it just Cheryl now or Cheryl Tweed? This is what I'm saying, you've invited me down here, but really, I don't even know
this
what she goes by these days.
Now, I'm aware of her.
Mm.
What I know about Cheryl Cole, or Tweedy, or whatever her name is I know she is a violent thug. I know for a fact that she punched a nightclub toilet attendant...
I remember that.
..in the eye in a row over some lollipops in a Guildford nightclub toilet. Mm-hmm. And she was charged with racially aggravated abuse and assault, I think. The race charge was dropped. That was thrown out. She's not a racist, legally speaking.
No, of course not.
But she is a thug. Because she did get convicted of actual bodily harm.
And she was in a nightclub in Guildford.
Yeah.
That sort of comes with the... Yeah.
So, but the world seemed to have forgotten that.
Yeah, they seem to have forgotten that. And not only can we not come up with a name for herself, obviously my biggest gripe with her was the naming of her child as well, which was Bear, I believe.
Just to be clear...
Nope.
What's that?
Nope.
I walked into something.
Yes, you have, and you won't know this. Sam.
Okay,
so I'm gonna explain this.
Fill me in.
Don't encourage him.
I'm gonna explain this to Sam because Sam doesn't know. So Sam,
yeah.
So she's got a child called Bear, right? Okay. Well, is it a child?
I haven't seen the child.
Right.
I haven't seen a picture of the
child.
So
there's no evidence.
No.
And I'll tell you why I ask. Back in the sort of, I'd say, early 80s, there was a television, sort of Saturday evening A-team slot, I'm going to call it, show on ITV called BJ and the Bear.
Mm.
And it was about a trucker, played by Greg Evigan.
Right.
Called BJ. Then that's what it stood for. And then his best friend was Bear, right? Mm. BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. That was the theme song.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing, Sam.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bear.
It wasn't a bear.
It was a chimpanzee.
Oh, who was expecting that?
Called, what on earth? Called, mind blown.
Mind blown.
Called Bear.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that it could be a chimpanzee?
Well, I don't know what I'm suggesting, but I'm just suggesting that do you understand? Do you understand? Let me explain it again. So it was called was called Bear.
We understand. Right?
I get it.
It was a chimpanzee.
No, it was called. No. It was called Bear.
But he was
Marta.
A chimpanzee. You said it's 100,000 times.
I know. No, but just to be clear, someone will text in a minute saying, "Could you please explain this again?"
Because
people
don't
understand. No, but it's complicated.
talkradio.co.uk/schedule/listen again.
There's a. He had a chimpanzee, but it was called Bear, but it wasn't a bear.
It wasn't a bear.
It was a chimpanzee, and from thence the humour arose.
Yeah. I'll dump you if you keep talking about this.
And it's like in Tarzan, isn't it? Because what did Tarzan have? What animal did Tarzan have?
He had a gorilla.
Oh, no.
What, the gorillas?
No, it wasn't a gorilla.
No.
What?
Tarzan had a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
Called?
I don't know the name.
Cheetah.
Oh.
It wasn't a cheetah. It was a chimpanzee.
Yes.
What's going on?
Unbelievable.
Isn't it?
the world's gone mad.
So I'm just wondering whether or not Cheryl Cole has
I don't know whether they
sired a chimpanzee from her loins.
She probably hasn't.
Yeah. I feel, as I said,
sure she hasn't.
I haven't seen the child. I haven't seen a picture of the child.
There we go.
I don't know whether Liam Payne and her started this relationship, moved very fast. He's won her a teddy bear at, say, Coconut Shy, first date.
Yeah.
And she's just got too attached.
Yeah.
Too attached.
Or while she was asleep, he might have put it in her.
Yeah.
And then later on, she maybe gave birth to a cuddly chimpanzee.
Yeah.
And assumed it was hers.
Yeah.
And a baby. And it wasn't. It was actually something he won at the fair. There. Actually, I don't think you can win chimpanzees at the fair. I think it's goldfish still, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know whether that's allowed anymore.
No, I think probably not, is it?
No.
I know in Scotland,
probably.
You can't smack goldfish anymore. I think that's a law in it. Should we take one last showbiz story?
One last showbiz story. Let's talk about Taylor Swift. As a single man, I feel like I should put a bid in to Taylor to try and get a song made, because it seems that anyone who's anyone seems to get their own song by Taylor Swift.
Really?
Only if they're in a relationship.
Yeah, but I say she, you know, if she ever needs new material, she just puts out a tweet and say, "Do you fancy going on a date with me?"
Yeah.
And literally, if she just sat there with a notepad and at the end of it she went, "Right, we're done. This is over."
Yeah.
Boom, and that'll go out and be remembered forever. I want a Taylor Swift song.
Well, there you go, Taylor. She does listen.
Yeah.
Taylor,
of course, Taylor, if you're out there,
she is.
Look, I'm very easy. Cheap Nando's.
Yeah.
Not fussy. Grab a notepad and we'll get out some lyrics.
There we go. Taylor Swift, give us a shout. 8722.
Start your message with a wet talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any what you'd like.
You just say, "I am Taylor Swift I will go out with Sam."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll set that up for you, Sam.
Oh, cheers.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming in, Sam.
Not a problem.
A man looking at showbiz there from the perspective of a man who has no interest in it or knowledge of it. Talk radio in the afternoon. Still to come. Harry Hill will be joining us. It's today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. Of course, he's flogging something. He'll be in there to talk about it. That's how it works. We've got our end of the week quiz, testing your brand loyalty to this programme. Clips of things that happened over the past 5 days. And also, if you hate the show, or me, or anyone who works on it, then this is the show for you, being a Friday, because what happens on a Friday is we take all of the haters' texts and tweets, we take them to the lift, we give them ordinarily to Cornelius Conn, who reads them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. He's got a day off. Chloe's going to be doing it today. He's normally called Condescending.
So, I like that.
Yeah, it could work. But today, just Chloe descending, because he's off.
Mm.
Anyway. And much more besides, including live music in the last half an hour of the programme. Look, it's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is... Oh, no, I've been a headline hijack. We've got a made-up news story coming in the news. Who's made it up, Marta?
Sebastian.
Where's he from?
Hull.
Sebastian in Hull. You've got your made-up news story in the news, masquerading as truth. It's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. with £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 10-litre tub of Brilliant White or Magnolia Johnson's Trade Cova Plus Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £24.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing Stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with A League of Their Own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
At Argos, entertain the kids this half term with hundreds of toys dropped in price. And save up to a third on selected kids' bikes and scooters. Plus, our new gift guide is out now. Pick up a copy in store. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply, offers end 31st of October.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Just after two. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plans for Brexit trade talks, mobile phone providers overcharging customers, and schools still selling junk food.
Talk Radio.
There's been progress of sorts in Brexit talks. EU leaders have now agreed to discuss among themselves what a possible trade deal with the UK might look like. The head of the European Council has also downplayed suggestions the process is deadlocked. And European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has dismissed the idea we might fall out of the union with no deal.
Our working assumption is not the no deal scenario. I hate the no deal scenario. I don't know what that means. I am not in favour of no deal. I want to have a fair deal with Britain.
The US president appears to have linked a 13% rise in reports of crime in England and Wales to radical Islamic terrorism. Donald Trump has tweeted after figures released yesterday revealed rises in violent offences like gun and knife crime. There's a warning loyal mobile phone customers are paying out up to £38 a month for handsets they've already covered the costs of. Citizens Advice found three of the four largest providers continue charging the full amount even when fixed-term deals expire. Consumer journalist Georgie Frost has told Talk Radio consumers need to take action.
You paid that contract at the start, you've agreed to pay that money, so the emphasis really is on you. That's what they're saying. It's on us to do something about it. And the fact is, too many of us aren't. 6 million mobile phone contract holders are being charged for mobile phones that they've already paid for. You don't have to pay this money.
A 26-year-old woman has been jailed for 5 years for lying about being raped. Rebecca Palmer from Swindon falsely claimed a soldier had attacked her after he rejected her advances. A study has found unhealthy foods like donuts and pizza are still being sold in secondary schools, which are hindering pupils' attempts to eat well. In 2015, healthy eating schemes were brought into schools, but today's report questions whether these policies are actually being introduced. And the singer-songwriter Jessie Ware has revealed she returned to work just days after giving birth to her daughter because she's self-employed. The musician and her husband welcomed their first child in September last year.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was it was news, wasn't it?
Yes, John.
That's what it was, really. If we, not to put too fine a point on it, that was the news.
Great analysis.
There it was. There was insight, I thought, there, an analysis there that you cut and pasted off a website. It was
not true. That's not what I did. I actually wrote most of those scripts myself.
Most. Which one didn't you write?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Thank you for it, though, obviously. Now, Victoria will be here at 3.30 as well this afternoon with today's edition of Bonus News. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so we need to make the time up because she gets paid the same.
Right decision. Stop questioning. I don't question your pay.
No. Well, anyway, it's the right decision. And so, to make the time up, we bring you animal news, vegetable news or mineral news today. Occasionally fungus news, because that doesn't fit into any of the other categories. That's a complicated and long story, and it's all to do with a tweet from Philip Schofield. But anyway, too much information to explain now. But either way, today is vegetable news.
That's right.
Anything yet looming on the vegetable horizon?
I mean, I haven't looked, but I did just have a veggie wrap.
Oh, how was it?
That's not great news.
It was disappointing, actually. Oh. Yeah, I only ate half of it, which is unlike me.
Which vegetables were in it?
It had sweet corn, black bean salsa, avocado, some lettuce, I think it was like a wholemeal wrap.
Lost interest in this bit now.
Yeah.
Wish I hadn't brought it up.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to hit me, both of you now.
Yeah.
Can I request some vegetable news?
What would you like to request, Marta?
So, Nigella Lawson was in the news the other day.
Yeah.
Because she's suggesting a replacement for avocado to put on toast. And it's a weird vegetable that's...
Pumpkin.
No, it's green.
Spiced pumpkin, isn't it?
Pandan.
I'm not sure. Yeah, might be that.
Oh,
pandan.
What is that? Can we...
Pandan?
I don't know what it is. Can we talk about that?
Can we do the weather? Do you want to do the weather?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Marta. Mm. So Nigella suggested an alternative.
A tomato is a fruit. I'm talking tomato. Tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable. Hi, Marta.
Hi, Tom. John.
Tom.
Right, let's get out of this. Chloe, put the weather on.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Fairly cloudy and breezy for most. More rain and strong winds arriving in the west later. Highs of 15 degrees.
And now here's Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Wales will take on Panama in a friendly in Cardiff next month. And like their host, the Central American side have qualified for next summer's World Cup in Russia. The match will be played on the 14th of November. Meanwhile, it's understood that Chris Coleman has held informal talks with Welsh FA bosses about extending his contracts as national manager. West Ham face what could turn out to be an important match in the Premier League this evening. Slaven Bilic's side start tonight's home game against Brighton, down in 15th in the table. Their newly promoted opponents are one spot above them. Practice gets underway this afternoon ahead of Sunday's US Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton will win a fourth world title on Sunday if he outscores main rival Sebastian Vettel by at least 16 points. Bath attempt to make it two wins from two in Rugby Union's European Champions Cup this evening. They're away to Scarlet. And we have live boxing exclusively on our sister station Talk Sport this weekend. Tomorrow night we bring you full commentary of Ryan Burnett's IBF and WBA Super World Bantamweight title showdown against Janat Jackie Yanoff live from Belfast. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Highways Agency has confirmed it's looking into plans to add cycle lanes to all major motorways across Britain. If brought in, cyclists will be able to use the hard shoulder as a cycle superhighway and will also be allowed to stray into the first lane as well if they wish to overtake other cyclists.
Victoria there with the news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. Harry Hill joins us next on the programme.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, welcome along. I promised you hot guest action. That is what I'm going to deliver. Do now, Harry. It's what I do.
This is where it's ended.
This is it. Really,
it's the end game.
You're not wrong, if I'm brutally honest.
Talk Radio.
Harry Hill joins us.
Hello, John. It's wonderful to see you. I haven't seen you for years.
I was trying to remember when...
Still tiny.
Thank you. I'm going to pick you up on that as well in a minute. I can tell. I've got a bone to pick with you about this.
Yeah, I know you've adjusted the seat to make you higher than I am.
I have too, and I've lowered yours deliberately.
And you've lowered the ceiling to give the impression that you are in some way taller.
Yes. However, but no. Last we met on a different radio station.
Yes, you were a terrible, rubbish radio station that was.
Awful. This one, however, yes, as you can see by the surround,
top radio, yes,
is top notch.
Yeah. It's wonderfully plush in here.
It's not, though, is it?
Is there a camera?
Yeah, I think. Is this that one there?
That's there. Oh, no, that's Deal or No Deal on TV.
Something like that.
Yes.
That's the Brexit summit you're talking about, of course.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's not Deal or No Deal. That's what you meant. Anyway,
yes.
How nice to see you it is.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah. What are you flogging this time?
Oh, God, now you got me. What's the date? It's Giftmas. Giftmas is coming.
There we go.
Happy Giftmas to all our listeners.
Yeah.
Here's a novel idea for you. A stand-up comedian writes a children's book.
That's never been done
Hold
before.
Hold the front page.
Yeah.
Hold it right there. So I've written... I do have form.
You do have form, that's true.
I've written a book. It's called Matt Mills, Youngest Stand-Up Comedian. It's about a 12-year-old boy who wants to be a stand-up comedian. Hello?
Yeah.
Glazed. You've got children, John, surely.
I do have children. They are 7 and 5.
Right.
What you've happened upon here is the thing I was going to pick, bone pick with you.
Oh, here comes
because
the
I
bone.
Think this book is heightist.
Oh, really?
I mean, you come in here and you mock.
Yeah. Well, I pride myself on my heightism. I am Britain's foremost heightist comedian. Yeah.
And they...
What do I say then?
Well, it's the first few sentences in your press release. Seem to dwell upon the height.
I wrote the book, not the press release.
Matt Mills, comedian we're talking about, may be small.
Yeah.
Then it goes on about his manager, Kitty, who is even smaller than him.
Younger, I think they mean.
They said smaller. Mm. And there's
you
a
see,
lot
most, what you don't understand is, John, that most abuse. People who are small are younger.
That is true.
That's what you're getting mixed up with.
But you've chosen to go with smaller. That's all I'm saying. And you come in here...
Someone is going to get fired over that press release.
Rubbing my nose in it.
Again. How tall are you, then? Come on.
Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'2".
That's...
I'm always saying...
You wear big shoes, though.
I always
you
say
wear big old shoes.
You know, when you have to fill out that insurance thing, says, you know, for if you're doing a production...
Yeah.
They probably don't bother with this show.
Don't bother with this.
I always put 5'10". I am 5'9".
Okay.
But really 5'8". It's just for my own...
Yeah. So you're quite short as well, really. I'd say.
5'10" is average height.
Yeah. But I'm fine. I'm short.
Anyway, listen. Anyway. This is not great radio.
No.
This is talk radio.
You've heard the show, right? Well, look, tell us then.
No, so it's great. So
come on.
Sorry, I should get on a sell mode.
Sell it.
So listen. I get a lot of letters, because a lot of my shows have gone out at tea time.
Yep.
TV burps, not coming back. You've been framed.
Is that coming back?
It's still on.
Okay, good.
64 times a week, if you count ITV plus one.
Do you get paid per episode of and repeat?
I wish. I wish.
Or do you get the standard £250 for sending it in? Is that what basically what
Allow 6 months for check to clear. What was I saying? Letters.
Know.
I get a lot of letters from... mainly little boys, sort of 9 to 12-year-olds, who ask me... how do you become a stand-up comedian?
Yep.
They ask me lots of other things as well. But that's one of the things. So I always write back. But, of course, that's extremely time-consuming.
Yeah, I can see where we're going with this.
So I figured if you could put it in a book. So it's a kind of guide to how to become a stand-up comedian. There's lots of little... He carries a little notebook with him.
Yeah.
Which I do. I carry. Do you have a? Do you carry?
I do carry a notebook.
Yes.
Yeah,
comics do, don't they? Because we write, and you know, you never know when inspiration is going to strike. So you have this little book. So he writes in all the little tips he learns, and we reproduce the pages in the book, as well as there being this story of him, his love. And you know, when I was 12, 9 to 12, the demographic for the book, I was. In love with stand-up comedy and wanted to become a comedian. And in the 70s, there was no way you could become a comedian.
Well, I mean, there
were. You're from the north.
I'm from the Midlands.
Yeah, it's different. In the south, there was no way.
There was no comedy.
There's no way you could become a comedian.
Right, this is no today.
Unless there was a war. You know, most of the comedians got their, they got into the entertainment corps, national service, or the Second World War.
So
it's the only route.
So it, so that, are you suggesting that's the way forward, in that we just need...
Well, how did you... When I started as a comedian, when I was a, you know, an unhappy doctor...
Yeah.
People falling like flies around me.
Is this due to your ineptitude in the medical profession? I mean, it's all the...
I used to think, how do you become a comedian?
Yeah.
Right? So I would, you know, so I sent for the prospectuses for, you know, RADA and Lambda and all, you know, all this sort of pretend to be a leaf for a week. And I thought, well, that's how you become an actor. But there isn't really a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I suppose when the sort of alternative comedies
of course
took off,
yeah,
that was when anybody could... Then it was easy to become a comedian.
Two steps from the front row.
Yeah.
And you're there.
And you're up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was... And of course, when I came to medical school and started going to see, you know, some of the older comedians, Mr. Stuart Lee.
Yeah.
You know, some of the older comedians, Al Murray.
Yeah, they're getting on a bit.
Those old guys, Tim Vine, Milton Jones, they inspired me to become a comedian.
Yeah. And now you're more successful than all of them. Look at that.
Put together.
Put together and added up. Yeah, I think you're on him anyways.
I'm floored.
I was
you know, I'm a deeply modest man.
I know you are. I know you are. I was going to say, it's all very well, this comedian writing children's book thing. Lark.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're right, you do have forms. It's not like you've copied anyone. You were there early on. But Jason Manford has just brought out an album of crooning musical songs.
Mason Janford.
Yeah.
And Alexander Armstrong.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if maybe
crooning
next.
Bradley Walsh is three.
Bradley Walsh has just done it as well, yeah. So that could be, you know, if you were wondering what to do next.
Well, I mean, I could have a go.
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a sing? I mean...
I'd love you to have a sing. What are you sing?
Tell you what I can
what
do.
What you sing for us?
What I can do, yeah. London, is I can...
National, come
on. Is it National?
Yeah.
That's what they tell you.
No, no, it's...
I can sing My Way Backwards.
Can you?
Now and, near is end the, phase I so and, curtain final the, friends my, clear it say I'll, case my state I'll, certain I'm which of... Lived I, full that's life, eh? Each travelled I've by way, every end, more end, this and more much, it did I weigh. My, you're listening to Talk Sport.
No,
regrets,
you're
not. Few, eh? Had I.
Talk Radio, shut up.
Talk Radio,
yeah.
God, they're so close. Next door to each other.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we've got a cupboard in their big office as an office. Yeah, that was very good, by the way. A whole album of backward songs.
Yeah.
Could be.
Backwards. Singing backwards.
If everyone else is doing it, you've got to have a little gimmick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just trying to help you out.
My point about My Way is that everyone sings My Way in exactly the same way, thereby negating the whole point of the song My Way. So, right? So I'm singing it my way. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
But who could have predicted that?
Well.
Alexander Armstrong selling out... I'm hoping, I'm assuming.
I haven't seen the video for his version of Fields of Gold by Sting, but I am reliably informed...
Come on. He hasn't done that, has he?
He has. There's a video.
Mm.
And I'm reliably informed that he is walking through a wheat field that has been created by CGI.
Really?
I posit that it would have been cheaper and easier
to sow
to go to a field and walk through that.
You've got a lot of planning. You've got to sow the barley first, you know. It's these days. It's a very quick. It's a world.
Yeah.
We have to. It's probably Friday. They said we've got to do the video for it, Armstrong, and he probably said, "What? It's not. They're not really releasing it, are they?"
it was just a joke.
I mean, come on. There's an odd thing that I mean. I like it. He's one of the nicest people in show business.
Mm.
But he doesn't seem to have any insight whatsoever into that whole crooning thing. Because there's no wink, is there? There's no laugh. There's no twinkle in the eye.
No,
it's just, I'm singing this song, and you're going to listen to it.
Have you heard Nick Knowles' album?
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Nick Knowles from DIY SOS brought an album out last week. Right.
He bought an album out, or an album?
Or he just bought an
released.
Album. Well, it's his album. I mean, it is released. I think it's released.
It's times like this you miss Woolworths.
Yeah.
Because what happened to those bargain buckets? Nick Knowles, what's he singing?
Well, He's one of the song, his cover versions, but before that, he's got form as well. He did a song called, and I urge you to go and watch this. If you leave here with nothing else in your mind or memory that you take from this, what I think has been an excellent interview, take with you the words Nick Knowles and Eye for an Eye, in which Nick Knowles saves the world. I mean, he you were talking about war, he talks about peace.
Right. Is this self-penned?
Yeah.
Eye for an eye.
Oh, yeah. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
Yeah. Well, only if you... It actually makes you one-eyed.
Yeah, it doesn't elaborate.
Makes the world one-eyed.
Yeah.
But it makes you have more difficulty in judging distances.
He doesn't go down that route with it. He's more about world peace, if I'm honest, than that.
You know what? Maybe if everyone was blind, there wouldn't be so many wars, so eat that, Nick.
Yeah.
If everyone's blind, you can't fire guns.
Yeah, well...
Right. You can't fly drones, man.
Well...
Come on, I'd like everyone sitting in front of the radio to get a pencil...
Yeah, go on.
...and poke your own eyes out for world peace.
That's a hashtag waiting to trend. Harry Hill says,
not
poke
really.
Your own eyes
not
out
really.
For world peace.
Not really. I mean, I have an enormous power.
People will listen to that guy. He said it.
Harry told me to do it.
We're out of time. Look what we've done. You filled the time up.
I filled it up?
Yeah. More or less.
It was you begging me to sing My Way Backwards.
The book's out now, is it? Probably.
Yes. Yesterday.
Yesterday. Matt Mills, it's called. It's by Harry Hill. And it's heightist, but I'll let that not put you off reading it.
Most people are of average height.
Know. It's fair. It's fair enough. Anyway, pleasure to see you as always.
Don't leave us so long next time.
No. Right, come. You can come back every day. I don't mind.
Okay.
If you're just ever at a loose end walking around here, you know, you're, Loose Women's only around the corner in that building. If you're ever on that, just pop round here as well afterwards.
They're demolishing it.
They are demolishing it, aren't they, that building?
Because of Loose Women. They got the council in.
To remove them.
Yeah. They said we can spray it, but the quickest thing would be to demolish it.
Harry Hill in the studio. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Cheers, John.
In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Bye-bye.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we understand how important it is to choose the right van for your business. So not only does the Volkswagen Transporter have city emergency braking as standard, meaning you're less likely to be involved in an accident, it also now comes with two free services and is available on contract hire for just £229 a month. That's right. You're in van heaven. Search Volkswagen Transporter to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. 36-month term, £1,374 initial rental and 20% VAT. Business users only, 18s and over, until 2nd of January 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all tiles and flooring on top of existing offers, helping you do your project right. Wickes, let's do it right.
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting, from choosing to cheersing, and even from searching to surprising. Flowers. Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast, and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap, and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket Pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. In your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems, we should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still be problems on the northbound side of the M40 through Buckinghamshire. Main carriageway is closed due to an accident. Three cars and a lorry involved. Recovery's underway at Junction 2 for Beaconsfield. Queues back towards Denham roundabout at Junction 1 for the A40. In Hampshire, northbound side of the M3 is partially blocked. That's due to an accident at Junction 13 at Chandler's Ford. Queues back towards 14 at the M27. And the westbound side of the M4 through Cardiff slow. That's following an accident around Junction 32 at the Corriston interchange for the A470. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
you're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon to you. So that was Harry Hill on the programme with us. It's Friday and, what other way to celebrate a Friday? I'll tell you, by looking back over the shoulder of the week. Looking back over my shoulder. It is our end of the week brand loyalty testing quiz here on Talk Radio. Have you been listening over the past 5 days? If so, how much attention have you been paying? Let's find out what Becky's been hearing. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hello, Becky. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a delight, Becky. Well, I say that now. I mean, we've only just met. It might go wrong. I don't know.
Hopefully not.
It's sort of... no, hopefully not, indeed. It's sort of the beginning. You know, we're just setting out on this journey together right now.
We are, indeed.
We'll see where we get to by the end of it. Obviously, Becky... well, what do you do, Becky, first of all?
I'm a theatre student in London.
Theatre student. All right, OK. And what's... well, you know, what sort of theatre...
well, I spend a lot of time pretending to be a tree.
Good. We were just talking about that with Harry Hill, funnily enough. Exactly the same.
Oh, really?
He was just talking...
we went to the same place.
He was talking about whether or not to go there when he was younger, but they all used to tell him, you know, to be a leaf, and he wasn't quite sure. So that does tie in. But anyway, there we go.
Yeah, I feel his pain. I've done a lot of that.
Anyway, the role you have to cast yourself in now is that of listener to Talk Radio, of course. What you'll get, Becky, are three questions, all right? Now, and then you will sort of... it's a what I'm next kind of vibe. I'll ask a question, then you get a clip of a thing, and then you sort of have to tell us what I'm next. Very simple. Three of them. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Come on, then. Let's do this thing. Right, then. Here's question number one for you in our end of the week quiz. On Tuesday, we discussed the Brexit dinner that Theresa May attended in Brussels, and we had former Labour Minister for Europe, Dennis McShane, on the phone, who reflected on some dinners he'd been to back in the day.
The then Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi, was going on and on and on about cows in northern Italy and how the milk quotas weren't fair to Italy.
There he was there. He actually did a swear word as well, didn't he? He swore, Dennis McShane. He swore at us, Becky. And We had to dump it. It wasn't allowed to be broadcast. So, I think we're going to put it in our podcast, which will be out later today. So, if you want to hear former Minister for Europe, Labour Minister for Europe, Dennis McShane, doing a swear word, then our podcast is where to find it, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. Anyway, the question for you, Becky, is this. Which former European leader did Dennis McShane say stole his beer one time? Was it A, Jacques Chirac, B, José María Aznar, former Prime Minister of Spain, or C, Hitler?
Which one? I'm going to go A, Jacques Chirac.
Let's find out.
Jacques Chirac. I remember him rushing out of a tense council meeting and grabbing my beer and sandwich off me. And I said, with the compliments of Great Britain, Monsieur le Président, now go and do what Tony Blair wants.
There, you're right. You're absolutely right, Becky. Very good. Very good. All right. Here's question number two. We've had a lot of excellent guest action this week. Wednesday, Jason Manford, comedian, fan of the show, and now crooner with his new album. He came in.
And if they fall as loose of a bell, the flame, the sword, stars in your multitude.
I mean, that's kind of proper, isn't it?
Proper, I know.
Listen,
it's weird
to you there.
Even I'm like, who's that?
Yeah. There we go. That was TV's Jason Manford there.
He's a great singer.
Well, yes. But why did he tweet this show a few months ago, Becky? A, to suggest a headline hijack for our headline hijack feature. B, because he was annoyed with me because I dissed his brand new television show Big Heads on ITV. Or C, he just tweeted in to tell us how much he loves the show.
Did he tweet in because he was annoyed at you? I'm going to go B.
Let's find out. So do you want to tell the story or how I incensed you or
I can't remember because you incensed me a lot, so I can't remember the particular reason.
That's fair enough. I'll tell you this one. It was because your new series Big Heads.
Oh yeah, that was it. I knew it was something. I knew you were casting an opinion on something you'd not properly seen.
That's exactly what
yeah,
I was doing.
I remember. Yeah. But then that could be any day.
So that's fan of the show there, Jason Manford. But you were right, Becky. That's exactly why he tweeted it.
Yay!
Yeah, indeed. And now, right, here's final question. Bonus news. This is Victoria. Hi, Victoria. Victoria's here. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Victoria brings bonus news each and every day. Big hit with the listeners. Yesterday, it was animal news, and Victoria had been given requests for particular animal stories. One of them was donkeys. How big is a miniature donkey?
It's really cute. You could probably ride it. Because if anyone doesn't know, John is a small man.
I'm sorry. That's tickled Marta, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. She's crying.
I mean, she's laughing again.
I did cry, yeah.
She's laughing again, Becky. She's laughing now.
It's a really good joke, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you were picturing me riding a miniature donkey.
Yes, but you were also wearing a sombrero and a poncho.
Right.
That's why it was funny.
First Harry Hill's having a go at me about my height, now you doing it. All right, okay. The question, though, Becky, back to that. What animal-related reason did we learn someone in Texas had to go to hospital? Was it A, he shot an armadillo, the bullet bounced off it and shot him in the face? B, he wrestled a crocodile, he won, but he got a few nasty bites? Or C, he drank snake-infused Texan bourbon in a branch of Coyote Ugly and passed out? Which of those animal-related...
I know this story? One.
Go on, then.
I know, it's A.
Let's find out!
A Texas man has been airlifted to hospital after he shot at an armadillo, but the bullet ricocheted and hit him in the face. Because he's an idiot.
Well, there's the right answer! Becky, that's right. So let's go over to Marta, who's been keeping score. Marta!
I've been keeping score,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you need the final score.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's so Becky. She's a theatre student. She pretends to be a tree.
2 times 24. What kind of tree?
What kind of tree, Becky?
Doesn't matter.
An oak tree.
An oak tree.
Oak tree. So that's 2 times 24.
Always an oak tree.
It's the
majestic tree, isn't it, Becky?
Ah, got it.
All right. She's got the score. Okay. Here we go, Becky. Put your own misery. What did Becky score in the quiz? Out of three.
Three out of three.
Well done, Becky. Good work,
Thank
Becky.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased.
You so much.
Made my day.
Oh, you've made our day. Right, Becky there. In the next bit of the programme, here's what you're going to get. Films. It's the weekend. You might be going to the cinema. You might be staying and watching. You might be Netflix and chilling. So what film could you watch while you're doing it? We'll have all the answers for you as our work experience Jack is here to round up your films for the weekend. Plus the big debate at 3 o'clock. We'll take all of your hate messages and collate them to read out live from the lift later. If you haven't heard that before, it's too complicated to explain now. And we've got live music for you to serenade you into the weekend as we drag another busker in off the street. For our busker sessions, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio.
And at just after 2:30... Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. The European Council's president says reports of a deadlock in negotiations over Brexit have been exaggerated. Donald Tusk's approved internal talks between the other 27 EU countries about a future trading relationship with the UK. But the Prime Minister says any final divorce bill won't be finalised for a while.
The full and final settlement will come as part of the final agreement that we're getting in relation to the future partnership. And I think that's absolutely right.
Donald Trump has seemingly blamed a rise in crime in England and Wales on Islamic extremism. The US president tweeted about yesterday's statistics, which revealed a 13% increase in recorded offences, driven by more robberies and violent crimes. Oxford and Cambridge universities have been attacked by a Labour MP for failing to admit enough students from diverse backgrounds. According to information obtained by David Lammy, the vast majority of places are awarded to youngsters with high-flying parents. A 35-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of murdering a 3-year-old girl. The child was found at an address in Hampshire last night, but later died in hospital. And three mobile phone companies have defended their pricing policies. Following criticism, they keep charging people for handsets that have already been paid off. Citizens Advice says many Vodafone, EE and Three customers end up spending far more than they need to. The weather fairly cloudy and breezy for most. More rain and strong winds arriving in the west. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more news in 24 minutes.
Yes, there is more news in 24 minutes. There's also more news at 3:30, where Victoria will bring us today's bonus news. That will be vegetable-related. Animals, vegetable, mineral, covers everything off. Today it's the turn of vegetable news. So
vegetable news.
Yes. So if it is happening in the world of veg, then this is where you're going to hear about it. Now, already there are some requests coming in for specific vegetable
news. Oh, really?
News. Pandan leaves.
Got that.
Yep.
Came in from Marta.
Mm-hmm.
Parsnips.
No one... No. That was you, and I'm refusing to take your request.
Why?
Because you're late. All the time.
Do you mean lame?
Both.
Oh.
Tom.
Marta called me Tom earlier.
Because you were talking about tomatoes, so...
What's that going to do with it? I mean, do you normally go around calling people the first three letters of whatever they're talking about? Is that...
No, but you know, I had the word in my head because you made, like, a silly joke about my name and a tomato, and then I thought, oh, Tom, hi, Tom. I don't know.
Okay,
my mind is weird. No, but I wish I was.
Okay.
What's in that bottle? That's what I want to know.
There you go. Some kind of Spanish liqueur.
Unfortunately, it's just water.
Vodka.
Yeah, I think so too. Because you can't detect it on the breath, isn't it? That's why.
Anyway, hurry up.
Okay, fine. What are we doing now?
A break.
Okay, fine.
Trail.
Yeah, here it comes.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, we will. And we are going to be talking about films. Why? Ask me why.
Why, John?
Because, Marta, it's the weekend, isn't it? And people want things to do at the weekend, and it's up to us, you know, as a national radio station with the focus on news and entertainment, I think, to bring people the idea of what they could do at the weekend. And I'm thinking cinema. I'm thinking maybe a TV film, if there is one.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a Netflix, a streaming film as well, if one wishes to Netflix and chill. Which I believe is euphemistic for intercourse.
It is.
So Jack's with us. He's a work experience. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, before we go any further, we should point out, because it's only fair, that the reason you're here, I know you've been told that it's a leg up into the industry. It's a foot on the ladder into the world of the media. That's what you've been told.
Great promise, yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's a lie. Or the only reason you're in here is because we don't have to pay you.
Fair enough.
That's it. But we've taken you away from the photocopier and the tea and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's a nice break.
So it's good. So let's squeeze one in. Ordinarily around now, we should go to traffic and travel. But you know what, Jack? I'm going to say no. I'm going to throw caution to the wind. I'm going to throw this pen at a television.
Nice.
I thought you were going to throw it at me.
And I'm going to say let's do a film before we do that.
Okay.
Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with the cinema.
Okay.
So there's a great film out at the moment called The Party. I went to see it this week, and
that's handy, given that you're going to review it.
Absolutely. My experience of the screening wasn't great because the bloke next to me drank two bottles of Diet Coke, then fell asleep for an hour.
What?
Yeah. Insane. It was insane. And it's only 70 minutes long.
What?
So I had to...
Do you think... Sorry, I'm now more interested in him.
Okay, yeah.
Did you think he went in there for a kip? Because I'll be honest with you, when I've been tired in the past,
yeah,
I have been to the cinema in the afternoon, basically for a sleep.
Mm.
But the thing is, you'd go for a longer film. You'd go for Blade Runner.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
It's 70 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was
it's a power
it
nap.
Was impressive. Yeah, no, yeah. It was keen, but the two bottles of Diet Coke before threw me.
Yeah.
So I was on edge, but it's called The Party. Yep. It's directed and written by Sally Potter.
Okay.
So she did Ginger and Rosa and a load of other great films. Really, really great director and just British film presence. It stars Kristin Scott Thomas, who plays a politician celebrating a new role and a promotion with a dinner party, and things start to spiral out of control at said dinner party. The guests include her husband, who's played by Tim Spall, and you've got Cillian Murphy, Patricia Clarkson,
yep,
and Emily Mortimer.
It's a good cast,
well.
Isn't it? That?
Great cast. It's shot in black and white.
All right.
And really arty shots.
Do you know what? Weirdly, I mean, I have heard of this, but I didn't really know anything about it, and I don't know why I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
is it slightly under the radar?
It has been a bit. I mean, at the moment, you've got, like, obviously Blade Runner is kind of dominating the press, and also there's been quite a lot of movie news outside of film recently. Mm. I don't know if you've seen...
I'd seen some of that, yeah.
So I think it's kind of just gone under the wayside, and they haven't had a starring role on Graham Norton, so, you know. But it is really, really great. I actually totally enjoyed it, Diet Coke sleeper aside.
Yeah.
Great performances. There's really good music as well, which is all kind of done through Tim Spall putting it on the vinyl player, so it works really nicely. And it's one of those where it opens with the last shot of the film, and then you kind of get the backstory as to why.
Oh, I kind of like it when they do.
Yeah, so it kind of all unravels. It could be a play. It has that kind of chamber piece.
Right, is it all in one room kind of thing?
Pretty much, all in the house.
Yeah.
All in one house. And
Because that's quite hard to pull off as a filmmaker, isn't it? Because otherwise it would be a play.
Yeah.
But actually trying to do that, I think, is quite ambitious.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not even a big house. So I don't know how they filmed it all.
We've got a clip.
We do have a clip.
So this is a clip from The Party.
Listen, Mum, I've got guests over. Can I call you a bit later? Bill! April!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful news.
Ridiculously handsome. Too bad he's a...
We're going to be a family.
Oh, wow! I have never seen that happen before. It's not every day that one of us becomes a minister in your entirely useless opposition party.
What is it, darling?
I have an announcement.
So, yeah, there's lots to that film. Loads to unravel. It kind of sat with me for a long time afterwards as well.
Yeah. What genre is it?
I would say it's, dramedy, people say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kind of black comedy.
Okay.
Really acerbic wit throughout. Yeah, great film. Really enjoyed it. So if people have a chance to see it, I would definitely recommend.
I'm already loving it.
Yeah, it's great. Just, and 70 minutes, you really...
That's fine, isn't it?
It's so great.
I mean, I would pop along, take a couple of bottles of Diet Coke with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a snooze.
Sit there. All right, did you find out who he was, by the way, the guy? Did you leave him there at the end of sleep, or what was the...
I just left him there. Yeah. Well, there was a bit where he
sort of awkwardly lean on you at one point?
Yeah, and he started snoring, right?
No!
So I had to... First of all, I nudged him.
Yeah.
But, like, without looking at him. I didn't want to make it look like I'm...
Yeah.
Being annoying to him. And then I just had to keep coughing.
Could you not have moved?
No, so I thought it was like 3 PM in Bloomsbury, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be quiet, packed. Packed cinema.
Really?
Packed cinema, but it's a very small screen, but it was packed.
Yeah.
And so much so that one guy came in, an old guy, walked straight into the black wall, because it was pitch black in there when he came in, and just walked straight into the wall, thinking that he was going to be able to get around the other side.
Yeah.
So, a very eventful cinema trip.
Yeah.
Great film. Definitely recommend it.
Okay, we're going to take Traffic and Travel. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
We're going to talk about The Meyerowitz Stories, which is on Netflix, and Life of Pi on telly.
There we are. It's Jack. He's our work experience. He's with us. He's reviewing films. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimingSpain.com to find out more.
Another one tries duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
Get in on the action with the Dacia Duster SUV. And with the Dacia Scrappage Scheme, you can save up to £1,000 when you swap your old car for a brand new Dacia Duster. Order by the end of this year and register by 31st of January 2018. Dacia, you do the maths. Exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Participating dealers only. Visit dacia.co.uk/scrappage to find out more.
SkyQ has done it again. You can now search with your voice. So I can say, Fortitude, Series 1, Episode 3. And it finds it for me. I can even search action movies, rated 5 stars. And it finds that too. But you're going to love this. It has this button. Press it, your remote beeps, so you can find it. Incredible. SkyQ, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires SkyQ 2 TV box and a Sky TV subscription connected to home broadband. Content depends on subscription.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with 2 lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
You know your 70s. From your 80s. From your 90s. From your noughties.
Let's go.
But do you know your pension options? PensionWise is a service set up by the government to provide free, impartial guidance about your pension pot. If you're over 50, call 0800 138 1888 to book your free telephone or face-to-face appointment. PensionWise. Get to know your options.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about and stay below the average market price. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices review quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane blocked due to an accident on the M1. That is southbound at junction 41 for Cargate, where the traffic does seem to be coping well at the moment. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound entry slip road is partially blocked. Slow traffic due to a shed load around junction 20 for the Lym interchange there. And in Gloucestershire, we have slow traffic due to strong winds and restrictions on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's affecting in both directions between junction 1 and junction 2 around Oust. I'm Sammy Jolo.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate, just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday morning. From 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just when you thought there weren't enough political conferences, Plaid Cymru are having theirs, but no one cares. But anyway, that's it. That's in the news. There's other things in the news. You can't smack children in Scotland anymore. That's in the news, of course. That's going to become law. What else have we got? Cheryl Cole Tweedy? The one who punched that woman in a nightclub. You know, her. In the toilets. I mean, a row over lollipops. Her. That's Cheryl. Anyway, she's on the page because she says she hated being pregnant. And then, of course, she gave birth to a bear. So... I'm not surprised. Is that right?
A baby called Bear.
She called it Bear.
It was a human baby, as we've established.
But it wasn't a bear.
No, it was a human baby.
But she called it Bear.
Yes.
So it's a bit like the chimpanzee.
Move on.
In BJ and the Bear, isn't it?
Nope.
The television programme.
It's nothing like that.
It is, because that was a...
There's no chimpanzee.
No, there was.
There was no Bear.
There definitely was, because he was a sidekick of the BJ McKay. He was a trucker, and his best friend Bear... You remember this, Jack?
I remember the link.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So we all know. Move on.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, Jack, he wasn't a bear. He was called Bear, but he was chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
And from there, the humour arose.
See, I'd understand if it was a baby bear, it would be a painful pregnancy.
Exactly my point. Yeah. But
it wasn't a baby bear. It was a human baby.
Right. Are you sure it wasn't a chimpanzee?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Anyway, what I'm saying is very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Marta. We're here to help with all aspects of the complicated news, as you know. Well, how do we get through the news and explain it and analyse it? With short-form oriental verse. Ordinarily, Cornelius, who works on the programme, he's not here today, lazy. So he... instead of him doing the short-form oriental verse, Chloe's doing them for us. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. So it's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in high Chloe's.
Scotland banned smacking. Weird. I always thought that they liked smack in Scotland.
They do. They do. They do. They love it. Right, so we're here with Jack. He's our work experience. He's reviewing films for the weekend for us. We've talked cinema, where a man, a complete stranger, sat next to Jack and drank 2 bottles of Diet Coke and then fell asleep on him and drooled. That was the party we talked about. What else should we be watching this weekend, Jack?
So we're going for Netflix next. And there's a film that came out a week back now.
Yep.
So it's not entirely new, but it is definitely worth checking out. It's called The Meyerowitz Stories, (new and selected, ).
Right.
So it's written and directed by Noah Baumbach, who did Frances Ha and Mistress America. So those kind of indie American films.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Wes Anderson, that kind of thing, he's great for that. So it's the film centres on the Meyerowitz family, and it's kind of their story in a series of vignettes. I think we've got a clip.
I'm sure we have. Before we talk about it any further, there it is.
The owner of this place is a client. That's why we could get a table so last minute. That's why they gave us this bigger table. I imagine they'll send some complimentary stuff, too.
$55 for a steak.
We're known for their meat here.
And $35 for a salmon. You get the salmon to f*** you for that price.
Are you Harold Meyerowitz's son, Matthew?
Yes. Mrs. Danny, also Harold Meyerowitz's son.
I didn't realize he had two sons.
And a daughter.
Dad, it'll be okay here.
It'll be nice to spend time with Dad. No, I didn't get a lot of time with him growing up.
Swearing and everything.
It is a bit of a sweary film. So the cast, as you heard there, you have Harold Meyerowitz, who is the patriarch. He is the father of the children, and he is a retired artist.
Yeah.
And he's played by Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
And the story starts when his son, played by Adam Sandler, he's called Danny, comes and moves in with the family. Now, Danny, he's moving in because his life's a bit of a crossing point, a turning point. And then a series of events follow, and the rest of the children come around too. So you've got Matthew, played by Ben Stiller.
Yep.
And you've got Jean, played by Elizabeth Marvel. And they are the Meyerowitzes. And like, it's called The Meyerowitz Stories, New and Selected, because the idea is that the way Noah Baumbach thought about this film was that he imagined an author writing these short stories about the Meyerowitz family, and it would be an anthology series, and these are just a few of them going on. So they
sounds
don't
very
all,
up its own arse. It,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. That is Noah Baumbach to a T.
Yeah.
But he's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
So it's the story of these children and what happens later in their lives. And they're all living in Manhattan and New York, and there's a series of great cameos in this film, and a great script. It's a really, really nice film.
Okay.
Very funny, and definitely worth checking out. It's a bit longer than The Party. It's just under 2 hours. The real revelation from this film, however, is that Adam Sandler, who did that Netflix deal. I don't think this is one of those.
Yeah, because they were of a type, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's fair to say, those Adam Sandler. Because Adam Sandler's weird, isn't he? Because he does a load of what people consider to be dross, and then occasionally he'll put in some sort of Oscar-worthy,
yeah,
grown-up, serious.
Yeah, yeah, so he did that with Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
And this is the same. So his acting performance in this is actually outrageous.
Okay.
And I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan at all because of said dross.
Yeah.
But this was one of those where I was like,
all right,
oh man, this well, could get him that nom.
I am intrigued. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, very quickly, because we're running out of time,
yes,
let's very quickly do the television film.
So we've got The Life of Pi, classic family adventure film. It's on Channel 4, 6:35 on Sunday.
Yep.
About a family who are moving from India to Canada with their zoo.
Yep.
And it kind of all goes wrong on that trip. And the young boy, Pi, has to kind of make his way back to shore. And it's just a fantastic family film. The visuals are amazing.
Based on the novel, of course.
The novel. Yeah. And yeah, fantastic family film. There are some amazing scenes. Like, there's a flying fish scene, which is fantastic, as well as one with a whale. And all that kind of allegory and metaphor that comes with good family films is in there too. So it's really interesting for adults. It poses a lot of interesting questions at the end, but kids are going to love it as well. So I think it's well worthy of a watch. It won Ang Lee the
certificate. Was it a
I think it's a PG or a 12.
PG.
It's one of those. Yeah. Ang Lee won the Oscar for Best Director for it. It won 4 Oscars altogether. It is a really, really great film. And actually watching it again, I don't think I'd seen it since the cinema. And watching it again, I was like, oh, this is truly a great film, actually. I think it's a bit underrated
nowadays. You know, I've never seen it. Isn't that ridiculous?
But worth watching. Yeah, worth watching. So, yeah, that is the TV film of the week, is Life of Pi.
Thank you very much, Jack. No time for clips, sadly, because we've got to go to the news or Victoria will shout at me. Jack, thank you for coming in.
We'll see you again, will we?
I'm sure we will.
Yes, I'll be back.
Surely good. Right, okay. There we go. Work experience punditry. That's Jack. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. It's a lie. It's not. It's just free. Now, in the next hour of the programme, here's what you're going to get. The big debate at 3 o'clock, or just after 3 o'clock, certainly. There is live music for you as well on the programme today, because it's Friday, so that's what we do. We go outside, we drag a busker in from the streets, and quite literally get them to perform for you. And also, there's a lift here in the building. It goes up and down, as lifts want to do. It will have Chloe in it later, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that you've been sending, whether you hate me personally, the show, or anyone who works on it. And she'll read them out. Ordinarily, Con does it. Condescending is the name of the feature. Today, Clo-descending doesn't really work. But anyway, that doesn't matter. It's all happening in the next hour here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Sunday afternoon from 3, join everyone's favourite bear from Darkest Peru on a very big adventure. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington at Large by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. There are 15 classic Paddington stories to collect, available now from all good bookshops. Catch up with them all before Paddington's new big screen adventure this autumn.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though. Selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mocker X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts Wednesday, 10 p.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just gone 3, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit deadlock exaggerated. Trump hits out at crime stats here. And Gerard Butler talks about being hospitalised.
Talk Radio.
The president of the European Council says he hopes Brexit talks will move into a second phase in December. Internal preparations will be made ahead of the discussions, which will consider a future trade deal. Donald Tusk insists progress is being made.
My impression is that the reports of the deadlock between the EU and the UK have been exaggerated. And why progress is not sufficient, it doesn't mean there is no progress at all.
Donald Trump appears to have linked a rise in crime in England and Wales to radical Islamic terrorism. The US president has made the comments in a tweet. Official statistics yesterday showed a 13% rise in recorded offences, with robbery, gun and knife crime up. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says Mr. Trump has form for this.
Remember during the election campaign, he said that police feared for their lives in radical Islamic London, as he put it, and said that there were no-go areas in the UK because radical Islamic terror was such a big problem.
US-backed Syrian forces say the Islamic State group's defeat in its stronghold of Raqqa is an historic achievement. IS extremists had controlled the city for 3 years. The Spanish Prime Minister says measures to impose direct rule on Catalonia will be announced tomorrow. It's after the region refused to drop its demands for independence. Consumers are being encouraged to shop around for better mobile phone deals. Citizens advises unless customers upgrade or opt for SIM-only tariffs after their contract expires, they can find themselves forking out for a handset they've already paid for. And Gerard Butler has revealed he had a severe allergic reaction after misusing a remedy to ease aches and pains. The Hollywood star had to be admitted to hospital after being injected with the venom of 23 bee stings. But he overdid it. Apparently you're only meant to have one bee sting a week to relieve pain.
And we established earlier this isn't bee sting like the army.
No.
Where they
venom
lash you with knotted blankets or whatever it is. It's not that, is it?
No, literal.
This is a bee sting.
Yeah, venom from a bee sting.
Well, how does one bee sting, how is that good for you?
I mean, it's a remedy. Who knows if it's actually a thing? Mm. But he had anaphylactic shock.
Well, you would, I think.
That's, well, if you're allergic
Has he got a film coming out by any chance?
He was doing this.
Really?
To relieve the pain from some of the stunts he was carrying out.
In the film that's about to be released?
Yeah, but I've not bothered to retain the information of what film
no,
it is.
No, that's good, because that means you haven't fallen into the PR trap, you see. Because this is a nonsense story. So what's happened here is...
Well, if he'd died from
then it would be news.
Yeah.
And then might mention the film, yeah.
But we were talking earlier in the week, not me, but Rachel Jewell from Breakfast.
Yes.
Was talking about how he was hospitalised, and now he's spoken about it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, well, that's
it. Although, was that a bike crash or a car crash?
That's Ed Sheeran.
No, but didn't Butler have a crash too?
Oh, what? So,
but on a proper bike, like a motorbike.
So this is another... So he's got a film coming out, and all of a sudden there's some stories about he's done a thing, and that's what's... It's all it is, just part of the PR machine, isn't it?
All right.
Pumping out there.
Says the man who's just interviewed a famous comedian who's doing a PR thing.
That's right.
So
I call it PR dressed up as an interview. It's not... Yeah. There's no illusion about it. No. Has Rachel Jewell been stung by a bee?
No.
Why is she off on Monday then?
Oh... She can't speak.
Oh, that's a problem if you're a newsreader, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do a last bulletin.
She can't speak on Monday.
Or you don't know about that.
Oh.
I'm going to do the weather now.
Okay.
Come on.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fairly cloudy and breezy for most, more rain and strong winds arriving in the west later on, highs of 15 degrees. Here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Pete Abbott. It's understood Chris Coleman has held informal talks with Welsh FA bosses about extending his contract as national manager. It's after they failed to qualify for the World Cup in Russia. His current deal runs out next summer. The Premier League weekend gets underway at the London Stadium tonight as two teams with similar starts meet. 15th place West Ham host promoted Brighton, who are 14th. Both sides have 2 wins, 2 draws and 4 defeats so far. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says he's shocked that Craig Shakespeare was sacked by Leicester. The decision came after the two teams drew 1-1 on Monday in the Premier League, leaving the former champions in the relegation zone. Shakespeare was only 4 months into his three-year contract. Britain's Lewis Hamilton begins a race weekend this afternoon, which could result in him becoming F1 world champion for a fourth time. It's practice in Austin, Texas, ahead of Sunday's United States Grand Prix. And in boxing, we're building up to a big fight on TalkSport tomorrow night. Ryan Burnett's IBF and WBA Super World Bantamweight title showdown with Zhanna Zhakianov is live and exclusively on TalkSport. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. And you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Get well soon, Rachel. It's a big debate on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All righty then. So, Oxford University is on the cusp of nuclear capability. That's the news today. As a new data report containing new report data indicate that Oxford, along with Cambridge University, have successfully developed long-range nuclear missiles capable of hitting American targets. Oh, hang on, sorry. No, I've mixed up two stories there. All right. I see what's happened. No, it's North Korea that's on the cusp of a long-range nuclear weapon. And the news is that Oxford and Cambridge are just posher than we thought. I mean, they mostly, it says, take people from top social classes. I'm not sure why this is news, because I think we could have all guessed that. I actually think my version of it was better, to be honest. So let's go with that. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. If you're just joining us this afternoon, breaking news. Oxford and Cambridge University are on the cusp of developing nuclear weapons that could hit US targets. Oh, sorry. Oh, just choking a little bit there. Right, on the line, having called a telephone number, is Charlie. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Hello, I cannot believe you did that 5 seconds ago on the radio, choking. It was horrible.
Well, that's why you've called in, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I had a little bit of a choke in my throat there, and you heard that, and you're livid. Is that right?
I'm livid. I've somehow managed to surpass the 14-second delay. I don't know how I managed to hear it and call in that quickly, but... Yeah.
Right, technical. Yeah. But what is it about the notion of choking that you object to so much? I mean, what's the problem with it? I mean, we people do it. Why don't you want them to do it anymore?
Well, really,
what are you calling
rather,
for end
really
to? Let me finish my sentence. Stop talking. Calling for end to it. Go on then.
Right. Are you finished?
Yep.
Okay. Well, nothing's good. Nothing good has come from people choking. Nothing is good about choking. It is entirely detrimental to the country and it's the way we live our lives as well.
Right.
I think. Well, you know, I knew someone once who choked. And you know what happened to him?
No.
He died.
Right. So you think...
He's only got himself to blame for it, John.
So we should take choking... We should just ban choking.
Well, yeah, ideally. Right. I think... Okay. Well, you know what causes choking inside a person, don't you?
What?
It's their choke. They've got a little mechanical choke inside them, sort of like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
If you take that out, they won't choke.
Right, so you're suggesting that what we do is we just pull that out?
Yeah.
All right, well, look, let me bring in Sprout, who's called in on the other line. Good afternoon, Sprout.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And congratulations on that choke there. It was professional and discreet, and also had a kind of nice phlegmy tang to it.
Didn't
well
it?
Done.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, you're listening to Charlie there. He's anti-choke. He's saying that that he wants to see choking banned and just stopped.
That's right.
Almost overnight. Yep. What do you make of this argument, Sprout?
Well, he sounds like a typical anti-choke, and his argument is just the usual anti-choke soup. I mean, some say it's difficult and almost impossible to argue the case for choking, while others advise you should just stick your neck out and grasp it firmly with both hands.
Right.
And I will just say this. Like Basset Hounds or building supplies advertisements or Doncaster, choking is unpleasant but necessary. Without it, we wouldn't notice the gradual buildup of stuff in our throats.
Right.
Such as lumps of mashed potato or twiglets or Mary Berry's creamed fingers, to take a few random examples.
Right. Well, what do you say to that, Charlie? Because Sprout makes a good point, doesn't he?
No, not really. I sort of switched off halfway through it. In order to prevent choking, I think it's important we encourage chewing, really. You said there choking is important because it makes us realise that we've got things stuck in our throat. That's ridiculous. You must be stupid to not realise what you've eaten.
Well,
you must be stupid.
Well,
you must be a stupid person if you don't know what you've eaten. You've got to be stupid.
I don't know whether you heard that, Sprout. He's calling you a racist.
He did call me a racist a number of times there, yes. And he seemed to imply that I was somewhat less than intelligent also. I think, when you put stuff down your throat, and I put lots of stuff down my throat on a regular basis, as many of us do.
Yeah.
Once it's gone past the gullet, really,
yeah.
I mean, that's the time just to forget about it. You know, if we didn't choke,
yeah.
This stuff would just build up in our mouths and dribble into our chins, onto our shoes, and we'd leave trails after us like big kitchen snails. And instead of talking, we'd just go...
What if we turned choking into another sound, Charlie? Would that be acceptable? So, for instance, you know, if one were to sort of begin a choke, and forgive me, I apologise, I'm about to demonstrate. But if one was
Hold my phone away from my ears?
Yeah, by all means. But if one was to go...
hear it.
Like that. I mean, just sort of turn it into a music or something. Would that be acceptable? Is it the...
Can we brainstorm some ideas for replacement sounds?
Yeah. Well, go on.
I don't know. I think it's already a kind of music. I mean, that little choke you gave there at the beginning of this, that sprouted forth symphonies of coughing and phlegmy kind of tingling in my mind.
No, I don't think it's music at all. You never heard of any artist getting to number one by choking on a song, have you?
I don't know. There's,
well, no.
Morrissey from the Smiths, he did it a few times.
Michael Hutchence that time. Now, any... anyone, the thing is, anyone can cough, right? Or choke. You don't need a license for a start, okay? And you can choke without background checks as well. And I've checked that.
Yeah.
Right. And is that a problem? Should only people with licenses be allowed to cough or indeed choke on food or whatever it might be?
Well, no, that's a point, you see. There's lots of interesting things to choke with. I mean, you can choke with tears or emotions or even words. The comedian Noel Edmonds once ate 1,000 words in an attempt to prove that he wouldn't choke on any of them.
Yeah.
And these words included MacGuffin, tortoise, demonstrative, and poodle puff.
Yeah.
And he almost made it to 1,000, but he eventually choked on the double word banker spanker, which caught in his throat and left him blue in the face.
Charlie, I can hear you shaking your face. Yeah. What do you make of the government's pledge to bring in 40,000...
40,000 chokes. I thought you'd mention this, John. I think it's a terrible idea, really. I think it's too many.
Yeah, do you? How many chokes is right? Yes.
Far fewer than 40,000.
Well, yes or no? How many?
No.
Yes or no? How many?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Sprout?
40,000 chokes wouldn't last me until my first sandwich. I'd go double that, maybe even triple, and five more.
Scotland have banned coughing in children this today. What do you make? What do you make of that as a law?
Well, it's still Scotland. They've still got lots of other problems,
right?
Okay, you know.
Oh, the history of just the history of choking is interesting as well, isn't it? Because Alexander Fleming, of course, left himself in a petri dish in a laboratory. And when he got back the next morning, it was full of phlegm, which is why he's called Fleming. Why we now have phlegm and why people choke on it. But that's science.
Ian Fleming is the same. He used to dress in phlegm every morning, kind of phlegm tuxedo.
Yeah.
Which also did a lot to popularise phlegm.
Yeah. Should people cough if we're going to get rid of it, Charlie, should we get rid of, what should people do? What are you saying we should do? Should we cough our guts into jars and then seal them up? And throw them in a skip or something? What do you want to do with them?
Don't expel phlegm out of your body at all. Just maybe cough into your own mouth, like close your mouth, go sort of like... And then just swallow the resulting phlegmy mucus down into your stomach.
Right.
Like a normal, civil human being, an adult.
Right. Well, I mean, you both make interesting points there. I mean,
I don't think we are.
No, you're right. You're not. It's funny, isn't it? The coughing, if you like, coughing. I think is the only illness to have its own sweets. I mean, is that fair? Because other like you don't get illnesses don't have their own sweets. So you don't get measles chews, do you?
Leprosy drops.
Oh yeah, leprosy. Oh, and AIDS lollies. Yeah, no, you're right. You do. You're absolutely right. A lot of illnesses have their own sweets. I've forgotten that.
The old days, you get a nice bag of leprosy drops on your way home from the corner shop.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was the old days. Things have changed. Anyway, look, we're running out of time on this. So I'm going to ask you to end the debate for me. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Charlie?
Patatas bravas.
Thank you. Sprout.
Spasm.
Thanks very much indeed. What are your thoughts? Choking. I mean, people do it all the time, but do we need it? Should we ban it? They've made it illegal in Scotland now with children, so should we also follow suit and ban choking? But should we just do it in, not allow it in buildings, like with smoking? Smoking and choke. So you've got a smoking area, people go outside to smoke, why don't they go outside to choke? If you're in a restaurant and you're choking on food, go outside to do it. People don't want to see you die. Go out there and do it in the smoking choking zone. What do you think? Get in touch. We live in post-Brexit Britain. Now we've got spam fritters and that song Give Me Hope, Joanna. Why do we need choking? 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up. Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls?
Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
If it's time for hearty soups, casseroles and stews, and spending time around the table with some home-cooked food, then it's time to visit Wilko. We've got everything you need to serve up in style this autumn, including a Wilko Triply copper casserole dish, just £28, a copper effect Wilko cylinder kettle for £25, and a Wilko Copper Effect 2-slice toaster for just £20. Find them all in store today, and loads more you'll love at wilko.com. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts 31st of October, 9pm.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures. Wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Aww. 5-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner. Full service.
Like getting your money's worth.
Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down caravan. It's on the M62 eastbound between Junction 19 and Junction 20 around Rochdale. Congestion is back to Junction 12. Elsewhere in Cheshire, the M6 southbound entry slip road is partially blocked. Some very slow traffic due to a shed load. That's at Junction 20 for the Lym interchange. And elsewhere in Gloucestershire, still seeing slow traffic due to strong winds and restrictions on the M48 Severn Bridge. That's both directions between Junction 1 and Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate, just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon and welcome to you. Now, if you're a regular listener, you will know that on a Friday... we do many things. One of the things we do is live music, which will be happening in the last half an hour of the programme, very shortly now. As we drag a busker in from the streets, it's our Talk Radio Friday Afternoon Busker Sessions, serenading you into the weekend with the gift of music. We also send Cornelius Conn to the lift here in the building. As it travels downwards through that building, he reads out the texts and tweets from all of the people that abuse us online, the haters, if you will. And they send their nasty words. Tweet them at Talk Radio is fine. They text them sometimes. I hate some trouble too.
Start messing with them. We won't talk to them.
But we don't throw them away. We don't bin them. We don't report them. We don't block them. We give them all to Con. He reads them out on a Friday as the lift goes down through the building. Now, Con's not here today. It's his day off. So that means we need somebody else to go to that lift to do it. Con descending. Today, Chloe's going to do it. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
System producer Chloe. So you've got to now go to the lift.
Okay.
For Chloe descending.
So doesn't John descending sound better? We've got it here if you want to go.
I mean...
I think you should go, John.
No. It's that's wrong. I mean, someone's got to stay here and it might as well be me. So I think you need to go to the lift, Chloe.
Okay, see ya.
And read them out. Marta, that means you need to go through there to press the buttons because Chloe has now got to go to the lift.
Okay, and who comes and sits here with you?
No one. I'm just hold the fort here on my own while we listen to a speech. Because it's Some Request Friday, okay? And how does Some Request Friday work? Well, it's like this. It's like Radio 2. They do all Request Friday, but with music, because they're a music station. We can't do that. We can take requests and dedications from you, but only for speeches... and talks, because that's all our licence allows. So you can get in touch. And if we've got it in the archive, we'll play it for you. Here's one, for example, here. Hi, John, Chloe, Marta and Victoria. Well done for showing up to work today. Everyone else appears to be hungover and not here. That's true. It's funny, as it's International Sloth Day, I thought Con would have made the journey especially. To celebrate International Sloth Day, could you please play a bit of Your Brain Hallucinates Your Conscious Reality, which is a TED talk, of course, by the great Anil Seth. And I will remember the time I saw Cornelius in a bar in Beckenham. Or thought I did. It wasn't him, though. All right. And that's much regards, Sean in Lloyd. Well, Sean, yes, we can play that for you, of course. It's Some Request Friday. It's our pleasure to help. This is part of Your Brain Hallucinates Your Conscious Reality by Anil Seth.
Third time in my life, I ceased to exist. I was having a small operation. My brain was filling with anaesthetic. And I remember a sense of detachment and falling apart and coldness. And then I was back, drowsy and disoriented, but definitely there. Now, when you wake from a deep sleep, you might feel confused about the time or anxious about oversleeping, but there's always a basic sense of time having passed, of a continuity between then and now. And coming around from anaesthesia is very different. I could have been under for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 years, or even 50 years. I simply wasn't there. It was total oblivion. Anaesthesia, it's a modern kind of magic. It turns people into objects, and then we hope back again into people. And in this process is one of the greatest remaining mysteries in science and philosophy. How does consciousness happen? Somehow, Within each of our brains, the combined activity of many billions of neurons, each one a tiny biological machine, is generating a conscious experience. And not just any conscious experience, your conscious experience right here and right now. How does this happen?
Yeah. Your brain hallucinates your conscious reality. A TED Talk by Anil Seth. Now that means that Chloe has had time to get to the lift clutching fistfuls of haters' missives. And why? Because the haters gonna hate. So as I was saying, what we do, we don't ignore the haters' messages or block them or delete them or report them. We read them out live from the lift on a Friday, collating a week's worth of hate. Chloe's in the lift today. Chloe, are you there? Can you hear me? Hi, Chloe.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Guess what we've got today?
Well, on the radio. Yeah, what is it? Radio in the lift.
It was the peaceful sounds of chill radio.
Great.
Okay, right. First up, we've got... I've heard that Cornelius has taken some time off to do some research on Yorkshire's independence. I hope they send him away to all of the other counties. Oh, God. I've heard that Cornelius has taken some time off to do some research on Yorkshire's independence. I hope they send him away to all the other counties. That way he'll be gone for 47 more weeks. That's from Eric on Twitter. We think so too, Eric. Hello. You can come in.
Someone get in the lift now.
This one in here is from Anonymous. It says, congratulations to the John Holmes Show on Talk Radio for winning a Radio Academy Award last night. Oh, wait, no, they weren't up for anything.
True.
We've got some people in here and I think they just want to get out.
Yeah.
Hello at John Holmes 1. I've been stuck in a traffic jam for 2 hours and I really needed the loo. It's been more pleasurable than listening to your show. Thank you. Who the hell is that lady sitting in the studio with John today? And what language is she speaking? I can't understand a word she's saying. Please take her off air. That's from Eurosceptic. Something's come in from Will Whitmey today. It says, he's no Nick Knowles. I don't know if that's referring to you or Jason Manford. I never heard you sing, John.
No.
Someone else on Twitter said, I find Mr. Holmes rather sexy.
Hello.
For a gnome-human-elf hybrid. David E. Brady on Twitter said, I like how you had to zoom in on John in that video. He's referring to the ones Luke insists we make that get approximately 3 hits each day. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
It's Pete Abbott off the news. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How is on? You okay?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Hi, Pete.
Not very well. I didn't expect to see this getting in the list.
Well, Con's away, so it's me. I've got to do the work. Where are we? Oh, yeah. So... last one here says, it's World Gin and Tonic Day every day when your show is on. Bye, Pete!
Bye-bye!
I've had 3 already and it's not enough to numb the mindless whiffle you insist on torturing the airwaves with. That's from a drunk lady and let's call her Drunk Susan. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Chloe! Chloe's in the lift there! The haters gonna... the lift with Pete Abbott there, look at that. Wow. Thought she was going to swear at one point when she messed it up, but that was close. So if you hate me or the show or anyone that works on it, don't be backwards in coming forward. Do let us know and you could feature in next week's Lift-based Hate Fest. 87222 is the number.
State a message with a what talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
State a message with some hate.
People can't understand a word you're saying, it seems, from that, Marta. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
In the next half an hour of the programme, Victoria's here with bonus news. Today, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, you're about to find out what's going on. And live music. We've got our session studio downstairs. It's actually Virgin Radio's, but we've commandeered it, as we do on a Friday, and turned it into the Talk Radio Friday afternoon busking session studio. We've dragged a busker in off the street, and they will be taking us into the weekend with some music. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
3:32, Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. The President of the European Council says suggestions Brexit negotiations are in deadlock have been exaggerated. The other 27 EU nations will talk among themselves about preparations for the second phase of leaving discussions. But the next stage of formal talks with the UK haven't started yet because they still don't think enough progress has been made. Council President Donald Tusk hopes they can start soon, though.
The negotiations go on, and we will continue to approach them positively and constructively. I hope we will be able to move to the second phase of our talks in December.
President Trump has controversially linked an increase in recorded crime with the spread of radical Islamic terror in the UK. Figures released yesterday revealed 5.2 million offences recorded in England and Wales. That's up 13% in a year. A former higher education minister has accused top universities of social apartheid. Labour MP David Lammy claims 13 out of 32 Oxford colleges failed to make a single offer to black A-level applicants between 2010 and 2015. Vodafone, 3 and EE are being accused of ripping off loyal customers by charging them for mobiles they've already paid off. Citizens Advice is urging people to shop around for better deals when their fixed-term contracts end. And Everton say they'll ban a fan for life who was filmed appearing to punch a Lyon player. Players and supporters got involved in a brawl during last night's Europa League match. The weather, any rain this evening will clear eastwards. Gales in the west and south developing as part of Storm Brian. Lows of 10 degrees. Showers for most tomorrow. The Met Office has issued a yellow weather warning for wind for parts of Wales and the southwest. Highs of 15. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There's it's Storm Brian.
Brian Storm.
Brian Storm. Yeah. Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
It's not... There is more news in half an hour, of course. But there's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
Are you okay?
Yes. It's time for Victoria's bonus news. Today we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
So this one's especially for Marta. Mm-hmm. Nigella Lawson says the hot new trend replacing avocado is pandan. Now, the celebrity cook says it's not readily available in the UK yet, but people in the US are starting to use essence derived from its leaves. Now, if you're wondering what it is, you're not alone. I'd never heard of it until today. But it's a tropical plant, officially Pandanus amaryllifolius. And it's widely cultivated and used in South and East Asian cooking and has been for centuries, so it's not really a new thing. We're just a bit ignorant.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's regularly referred to as Asia's vanilla, and apparently it has a coconutty, citrusy and grassy tang
to it. It's the new hipster avocado. Did you know that?
That's literally what I just said.
Yeah.
But without using the word hipster.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening when you're actually tidying away your stuff.
I was cleaning up a bit of stuff. It got a bit messy in here today. But the we talked about this the other day in Hipster News, Hipster Roundup, and got a message in from someone who runs a pandan leaf restaurant, I think, or at least a food outlet.
Okay.
And they got in touch with us, and they're going to bring us some samples to try, Victoria.
Oh, cool.
You'll be excited about that because you like the food. And it's
like
vegetarian,
food.
Of course, as well. So.
Bingo.
So there we go. So we're going to try and sort that out. Yeah.
Cool.
Because I didn't know it was either.
No, it's not even a veg. It's just leaves.
It's leaves. Well, that's veg, isn't it?
Well, no. Because, aloe vera is... That's
I love,
a plant
I love
with leaves.
I love aloe vera. Can you... I can't say that without...
Aloe vera.
We're doing that.
Yeah. Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Let's stop that.
Okay.
Okay, so we already know about some of the health
vegetable
benefits
news.
Of broccoli.
Yeah.
Well, a new one is that apparently it's meant to be good for your gut.
Is it?
Yeah, so there's been a study on mice, and apparently when mice ate broccoli with their regular diet, they were better able to tolerate digestive issues similar to symptoms of a leaky gut.
Leaky gut?
But what does that even mean?
Well, I don't know.
Does that
know.
Mean they're gassy?
Does it mean bits dribble out of it?
That's a disgusting image. And colitis, they're mice who weren't placed on a broccoli supplemented diet. So apparently it'll help if you've got gut issues.
Right.
And apparently other veg, like Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, may also have similar gut health properties.
So if you've got a sore bottom, pop some broccoli up it. Is that the
message? No, you're meant to eat it, not shove it in places where the sun doesn't shine.
All right. And it wouldn't grow if the sun didn't shine in.
It's not going to grow in your bottom, is it? And finally, do you want to press the button?
Oh, the music's about to finish.
Yeah, I know. We're already running really late. Just press it.
I've got to rewind the...
No, you don't. You're lying.
It's just rewinding it now. Nearly there. Almost there. Nearly there.
It's so tedious, John.
Rewind.
Vegetable news.
A man who goes by the name of Cabbage has conned an undercover detective who was looking to buy crack cocaine. So Cabbage actually sold him a soap-like substance for $1,500.
That's just what it costs in Lush.
It's not. Lush isn't that expensive.
All right.
But it does smell, so I'll never go in there. And Cabbage has since been charged with selling a counterfeit drug.
So, hang on. So he's... What? He sold a perfectly legal... So if you sell something legal and just go, oh, it's a drug, and it's not, you can get done for that as well.
Yeah, counterfeit.
So if he'd sold an actual drug, he'd be fine.
No, he'd also be in trouble.
You can't win.
No.
He was only trying to sell soap. What's wrong with...
Yeah, but he's not selling it as soap, is he? He's saying, oh, this soap, it's not soap, it's crack cocaine.
Yeah, but he didn't sell crack cocaine. I hope he... Well, it's just soap.
Cabbage is in an awful lot of trouble. That's the end.
Thank you, Victoria, for bringing us today's bonus news.
Don't sell drugs
or fake drugs.
Kids, that's the message. Don't put broccoli up your bottom, that's the other one.
Yeah.
Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you live music. I'm now going to go downstairs during the traffic and travel... to the session studio where live music awaits. We'll serenade you into the weekend with a busker, a performer and musician we've dragged in off the streets. That's what we do on a Friday afternoon. And then we'll talk to Yasmin Khan about what's coming up on her programme. I'm John Holmes and you're listening to Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
The Volkswagen used car event started on Friday the 13th. But don't worry, you're still in luck. You can still buy a used car with 2 years approved used warranty, 2 years MOT insurance, 2 years roadside cover, and two services included on Solutions Personal Contract Plan at 6.9% APR representative. So it doesn't matter how unlucky your day is, we've got you covered. For extra reassurance on a used Volkswagen, visit the used car event at your local Volkswagen retailer from the 13th to the 30th of October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 48 months. Excludes electric vehicles. Participating retailers. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Hey Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la,
la. We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana!
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25-gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Hi, Mum. What are you doing?
Making fairy cakes.
Can I help?
Of course, sweetheart. Can you weigh each egg to make sure they're between 57 and 60 grams? Then sieve this flour, put that through another sieve, and finally through this really fine sieve. Then count these hundreds and thousands? I like 200 on each.
Actually, I have some homework.
Oh.
People who work at Esso are obsessed with details. Useful if you're a fuel engineer like Deborah. Our new Synergy Supreme Plus unleaded fuel reduces friction to help look after your engine. Esso. Energy lives here. See esso.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to an accident on the M1. It's southbound at junction 41 for Cargate. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident. A lorry and a car involved. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 5 and junction 4A around the M42. And elsewhere in Bristol, we have one lane closed due to a vehicle having its tyre changed. It's on the M5 northbound between junction 15 and junction 14 around Thornbury. I'm Sammy Jolo.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and I have, as promised, tepid-footed it down. Because I got stuck behind someone on the stairs. They were very slow, but it doesn't matter. I'm down here now in the Virgin Radio session studio that we've crossed out the word Virgin and written in the words Talk Radio in biro. Because it's now our session studio. On a Friday, we invite musicians, singer-songwriters, buskers and so forth into the studio to take you into the weekend with music. Let's meet Sam and Rick. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, Sam and Rick, wasn't I? I just made that up.
Sara.
I beg your pardon. Do you know what?
It's all right. No one gets it. I thought it was like the easiest name.
It is an easy name. It is an easy name. I don't know why I said that. You've only just told me that's what your name is.
That's all right.
All right. 50% right, though, right?
That's all right. So that's fine. Better than any number I've got in a test.
So okay, well, there we are. Well, in that case, Sara, I'm going to talk to you first, because that's polite. Tell us about you and your music.
Okay. I'm a singer-songwriter, yep. And I've been singing since I was really little. And I moved to London 4 years ago. I'm Italian.
Yep.
And
another one of my Brexit migrants coming over here.
Sorry. But we do pizza. We make pizza.
That's what you do, yeah. Fair point. I think you find pizza's American, but whatever.
So, that's what I do. We sing in, we play in different bands, do function bands. Yeah. We play our own music, busking as well. We're going to start to do that as well. And yeah, we love it. We love it. Yeah. I love it. I love singing. It's beautiful. It's great.
Well, we'll decide. and Rick. Okay, well, let's have song number one, and then we'll talk some more. And then, so what are we going to hear first?
This is an original tune I wrote with my band. Okay. It's called 23.
Here we go.
How long has it been since I've been stoned? Too long I know. Since I've been stoned. How long has it since I've been stoned. Too long I know, too long I know, too long I know. Since I've been stoned. Don't leave me in a hole. No, no, no. The light's still visible. Oh, don't leave me alone. And make my clone. I'm a glitch of my own. How long has it been? How long has it been since I've been stoned? Too long I know, too long I know, too long I know. Since I've been stoned. Yeah, how long has it been? How long has it been since I've been stoned? Too long I know, too long I know, too long I know. Since I've been stoned. Don't leave me in a hole. No, no, no. The light's still visible. Oh, don't leave me alone. And make my clone. I'm a glitch of my own. How long has it been? How long has it been since I've been stoned? Too long I know. Too long I know. Too long I know. Since I've been stoned.
Live music for you on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, because that's what we do, Sarah and Rick there. And so you work together, obviously.
Yeah, we do.
I just spotted that. Yeah. But
she's never heard that song before.
I never heard
just improvising that whole thing. That, yeah, so, and that's the first time you've played it, obviously.
Pretty much, I just thought of that song.
And so, but you do separate bands and come together and do this, and
we do different things. But
we're playing a duo, and we're actually playing tonight. In the George and Dragon.
Yep. In Acton.
George and Dragon in Acton.
A great Come brewery. They brew their own beer.
It's really cool place.
We're not too bad, so.
Yeah. We're quite all right.
Well, on you know, first form, I agree with you. Yeah, that was, you know, that wasn't rubbish.
That's better than
it was great. Pretty darn good.
Thanks.
So also, if people want to sort of find out more about you, presumably there's online presence, because that's the modern world we live in, right?
Yep. Yes. You can find us on Facebook, Rick Sara, and if you go on my website, there is a straight link to our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
Rick's got a website as well.
I can't remember the name.
No, fair enough. Fair enough.
Saramanfella.com. Yeah, that is easy.
I mean, that's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
I mean, I don't know what you just said.
Yeah,
But if we go for,
I should have just called it Sarah without H.
With a H. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we're gonna crack on, because cool. You know, time's upon us. We're gonna hear what we're gonna hear now.
Sunrise. So the last song was about what I do when I wake up, and I guess this is about what Nora Jones does when she gets up. So.
Rick and Sarah, Rick, live on Talk Radio.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's at 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I say, who? Ooh, ooh. To you, surprise, surprise, couldn't find it in your eyes,
but I'm sure it's written all over my face. Surprise, surprise, never something I could hide. When I see we made it through another day, and I say, ooh, ooh, ooh. Cover down, hold me again. Ooh, and if I try, it's the only way to bring me back.
Go, Sarah and Rick. So when you came over here, you know, over to our country stealing our jobs. When you came over here from Italy, had you been doing music in Italy first, or did you kind of pick up this career over here?
I've been doing music since I was, like, I went first on stage when I was 16.
Oh, okay. What, any sort of school production, was that kind of thing? Or
No, it was literally like a competition, like small town competition. I was frightened. I sang like a Mariah Carey song. I was like, why did they pick that? I was literally like, lie to me. I was like, no, I can't run away. Now I just have to sing.
Yeah.
And so I did it, and yeah, I kind of loved it, but I was really frightened still. And
just still get nervous now?
Yeah, really, really nervous.
But that's good, isn't it, though? Because you can channel that kind of thing. Look, Rick's sitting there looking all casual. He doesn't get nervous. Look at him. He's just like, yeah, I'm taking it in my stride.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah. What about you, Rick? When did you start doing it?
So my best mates, they started a band, and I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah. So you had to learn something quick.
So I had to pick up a guitar and learn the guitar. And then came to London, and then I thought I would be the best guitarist in London.
Yeah.
But quickly found out I was probably not even the best guitarist in my room.
Well, you're the best guitarist in this room.
So that's all right then. That's all right. So I'll go for that.
Winning. Yeah.
Winning.
Reminders of the website again, where we can find if you want to listen to your stuff.
Okay, it's saramanfredda.com.
You can spell that if you want to.
It's saramanfredda.com. And you will see the link to our videos, or if you go on YouTube.
And the original song is by a band called Xylo. X-Y-L-O. And we're writing a new album.
So, they're really cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really
all right, cool. So if you want to Google Xylo as well, there we are. Right. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Live music for you on the... well, on the Friday afternoon, getting you into the weekend with Talk Radio. Yes. Yasmin Khan's coming up very shortly. But there's a small matter, of course, of the news, which, as we all know, there's a lot going on. We've been talking about it. They're banning smacking in Scotland. We've been saying that's odd because, you know, the Scottish, they like smack. And they are reopening more Brexit negotiations. The process, 27 countries have suggested to move on to the next phase of Brexit. There's a lot going on in the news today. It's all very complicated, isn't it, Marta? I know, but it's all right because we're here to help. And the way we help is by taking the news. It's the obvious thing to do, really, and analysing it using short form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We'll leave you, and we'll see you on Monday from 1. the news in, well, Chloe's doing it, in Hi Chloe's.
Ian Lee wins gold. We didn't, though, as we weren't allowed to enter.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.